This message by Faith Moses by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Sunday morning, July 20, 1958, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo, ngokukholwa uMose. Ngomfo wethu William Marion Branham, owethu lwa ngensonto ekuseni Ntulikazi 20, 1958, at Branham Tabernacle, Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Thank you, Brother Neto. Good morning, folks. It's good to be here today in the tabernacle, and I thought maybe if I got Brother Neville to speak this morning, I'd try it tonight. And then I was looking back then to a Sunday school lesson for this morning. And the Lord willing, we'll try to have this Sunday school lesson.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Neville. Yikusa okuhle bakwethu. Kuhle ukuba lapha lamuhla phakathi kwethebanekele. Njalo ngikhumbule mhlawumbe aluba ngingenza umfowethu Neville ukuba akhulume lamhlanje ekuseni, ngizazama ebusuku. Futhi ke bengikhangela emuva isifundo sesikolo sangensonto salamhlanje ekuseni. Njalo kuyi inkosi Thanda sisazama ukubala lesi isifundo sesikolo sangesonto.
Now, it has been 2 weeks now about since I have gotten in and been very nervous, as you understood, that on the field I got real, real worn out and could hardly go any farther. And then I had to come in for just a little rest.
Manje sokube ziviki ezimbili kathe siphose selokhu mbuyile. Njalo bengiphaphazela njengoba beliqedisisa ukuthi enkundleni ngikhathele sibili. Sibili futhi ngingasenelisi ukuya phambili. Njalo ke ngenza okokubuya ukuzothola ukuphumula okuyingcosana.
I've taken about 3 days down to Wolf Creek Dam down in Kentucky where I was born. I thought, oh, I feel just wonderful now. I'm fine.
Njalo ngathatha phose insuku ezintathu phansi edam leWolf Creek phansi le eKentucky lapho engazalwa khona. Ngakhumbula ngizwa kuhle okumangalisayo kathes ngahle.
I got back home and the first little thing met me in the face was some sort of a governmental affair with an income tax. I went all the way at the bottom again, so I realized it's going to take more than just a week or two to rest me up.
Njalo ngabuyela ngekhaya futhi into eyokuqala encinyane ehlangane lami ebusweni kwakuyindaba ethile kahulumende lomthelo weholo. Ngahamba indlela yonke ngisiya phansi futhi ngakho ngabona kuzathatha ukwedlula iviki nje kumbe ezimbili ukungiphumuza.
My ministry fixing to make the change now and I have no meeting scheduled. And that's the reason that I just kind of come aside and thought, now for the next few weeks, I would just take a rest, complete rest, and wait on the Lord.
Njalo inkonzo yami ilungele ukwenza inguquko kathes. Njalo kangila mhlangano ehleliweyo. Njalo yiso isikhathi lapho engingathi ngifike eceleni. Njalo ngakhumbula njalo manje okwamaviki ambalwa alandelayo ngizathatha ukuphumula nje ukuphumula okugcweleyo njalo ngilinde enkosini.
And many of you people in here as old timers has been with us so long remembers that what the Lord has said to us, he has always performed that what he said he would do.
Njalo iningi lenu bantu phakathi lapha abangabakudala abakade belatho kwesikhathi side bayakhumbula ukuthi lokho inkosi eyakukhuluma kithi yena uhlezi izikhathi zonke ekwenza lokho akuthi yena uzakwenza yena.
I remember when in the very beginning in the church here the morning we laid the tabernacle stone how that he wrote laying in the stone on the flyleaf of my Bible.
Khumbula lapho ekuqaleni sibili ebandleni lapha ukusa lapho sibeka ilitshe lethebanekele kanjani ukuthi yena kulotshiwe njalo kubekwe elitsheni epejini elingabhalwanga lutho eBhayibhelini lami.
That morning a great vision said, this is not your tabernacle. I said, where is it, Lord? And he set me out under the skies. And a voice came. And I looked and seen them three crosses, like the trees and the fruit of them, so forth. You know what the vision is. It's been rolled out for years.
Ngalokho kusa, lowo mbono omkhulu wathi, leli kasilo itabernacle lakho. Mina ngathi lingaphi Nkosi? Njalo yena wangimisa ngaphansi kwesibhakabhaka. Njalo ilizwi leza, njalo ngakhangela futhi ngasembona lezo ziphambano ezintathu, njenge izihlahla njalo lezithelo zazo, lokunye okunjalo, liyawazi ukuthi umbono uyini, ubulotshiwe okweminyaka.
Picking up the other day an old book up there, reading some of the things that the Lord had told, foretold, already come to pass, about this juvenile stuff, and about how the war would come out, and all those things has hit.
Ngidobha ngolunye usuku, ugwalo oludala phezulu laphayana, ngibala ezinye zezinto inkosi eyazikhulumayo, yazikhuluma ngaphambili, vele sezigcwalisekile, ngale indaba yabatsha njalo lokuthi impi iza kuqhamuka kanjani, futhi zonke lezo zinto zenzakele.
Just the two things left in one of those great prophecies, that is for cars to be on the road with remote control, looking like an egg, only you don't drive it, it controls itself.
Izinto ezimbili nje eziseleyo, kwezinye zalezo ziprofetha ezinkulu, ukuba izimota zibe semgwaqweni, zichayelwa kude, zikhangeleka njengeqanda, kuphela kawuchayeli, iyazihambisa yona ngokwayo.
And then there will be a great woman rise up, because America is a woman's nation. And a great woman will rise up and be president or something like that in the nation, and then there will come a total annihilation. The entire nation will be wiped out.
Njalo futhi kuza kuba lowesifazane omkhulu oza kuphakama ngoba iMelika yilizwe lomfazi. Njalo liza umfazi omkhulu uza kuphakama futhi abe ngumongameli kumbe enye into enjalo elizweni, njalo futhi kuza kuba lokuchabalaliswa okupheleleyo ilizwe lonke jikelele liyakubhujiswa.
And that I predict, now this is not the Lord saying this, the other about the woman and this is the Lord, but I predicted in 1933 that the world would meet total annihilation before 77.
Njalo lokho ngiyacho kungakayenzeki, manje lokho akusiyo inkosi ekuchoyo lokho, okunye mayelana lomfazi kuyinkosi, kodwa ngacho kungakayenzeki ngo 1933 ukuthi umhlaba uza kuhlangana lokuchabalaliswa okupheleleyo kungakafiki u 77.
So I didn't know then that they had something that could annihilate it like they got now, but I seen the nation in total annihilation, just stumps of trees and things like that left.
Ngakho bengakwazi ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi babe lento eyokuthi ingawuchabalalisa njengokuba belayo okwamanje, kodwa ngibonile ilizwe liphakathi kokuchabalaliswa okupheleleyo, kuphela izidindi zezihlahla njalo lokunye okunjengalokho okwakusele.
So it's on its road. And if all these other things has come to pass, just as he said, that will be also. It's just as he said in the scripture here, what he says, if Christ came the first time, he'll come the second time. All the things that he said will come to pass.
Ngakho kusendleleni yakho. Njalo uba zonke lezi ezinye izinto zigcwalisekile njengoba yena echilo, lalokho kuza kuba njalo, futhi njengokuba yena echilo empalweni, lapha lokho yena akuchoyo, uba uKristu weza okokuqala, yena uza kuza okwesibili, njalo zonke izinto lezo yena azikhulumayo ziza kugcwaliseka.
And duly seeing this, and knowing that our number is just about to be called as a nation, knowing that the church is about to take its rapture.
Njalo sibona lokho ngesikhathi sakho, njalo sisazi ukuthi inombolo yethu iza kubizwa njengelizwe, sisazi ukuthi ibandla selithatha uhlwitho lwalo.
It moves the heart of a minister or any of the laity to know that we're in this day and time that we're living. It's the greatest time that any person ever lived on the earth is right now. That is for the church. So, I certainly desire your prayers.
Kuyanyikinya inhliziyo yomfundisi kumbe loba ngubani owebandla okwazi ukuthi sikulolo suku futhi lesikhathi leso esiphila kuso isikhathi esikhulu kakhulu lapho loba ngubani umuntu owake waphila emhlabeni kumanje lokho okwebandla ngakho ngeqiniso ngiyafisa imthandazo yenu.
And then I seen in the tabernacle and I seen it that was going to have some re-elections and everything in the church for some of the board and so forth. And so, and the church needed a little meeting, a little stirring. And you've always been kind to me and blessed me.
Njalo futhi ngibonile phakathi kwetabernacle. Njalo ngibonile ukuthi bebele beveza kuba lokhetho olutsha futhi lakho konke ebandleni kungenxa yabanye bebhodi futhi lokunye okunjalo. Njalo ibandla lifuna umhlangano omncinyane ukunyakaziswa okuncinyane njalo belihlezi lilomusa kimi futhi lingibusisa.
Me being here seem has been a blessing to you and I'm sure to be with you has been a blessing to me. And you've always accepted what I said to be the truth as I've seen it through God and I appreciate that.
Njalo ngokuba kwami lapha kukhanya kube isibusiso kini. Njalo ngileqinisa ukuba lani kube isibusiso kimi. Njalo lihlezi lisemukela lokho ebengikukhuluma ukuba liqiniso njengokuba ngubona ngonkulunkulu. Njalo ngiyakubonga lokho.
So then I started in and then was to find out and get our church straightened up in its boards and then for the elections and so forth. And then I thought after that I went out and got a little rest before go back on the field again.
Ngakho ke ngaqalisa futhi ke ngangiza kufumana njalo ngenze ibandla lethu liqondiswe kumabhodi alo futhi njalo ngokhetho njalo lakho okunye. Njalo ke ngakhumbula ngemuva kwalokho ngaphuma futhi ngayathola ukuphumula okuncinyane ngingakabuyeli enkundleni njalo.
Keep it among yourselves. Now it's not for outsiders, it's for this tabernacle. We want a meeting with this tabernacle so that everything and every mistake, all things that's been carrying on and maybe little feelings from one to another.
Kugcine phakathi kwenu. Manje akusikho okwabaphandle. Ngokwaleli ithebanekeli, sifuna umhlangano laleli ithebanekeli ukuze kuthi konke njalo lempambaniso yonke zonke izinto ebezisenzakala njalo mhlawumbe imizwa emibi emncinyane kusuka komunye kusiya komunye.
Those I'm going to get every one of them and bring them right face to face. So if you don't want to face it, you better leave the country because you're coming face to face with every bit of it like we used to do here at the tabernacle.
Leyo ngiza kuthatha bonke babo njalo ngibalethe baqondane nta. Ngakho nxa ungafuni ukuqondana lakho kungcono uphume elizweni ngokuba lizakuza maqondana lakho konke njengokuba sasikwenza lapha eThebaneke.
And all of these smoothed out because we are brothers and sisters who's broke communion, the body of Christ across the table of blessings.
Njalo konke kulolongwe ngoba singabazalwane labo dadhe abahlephule isidlo umzimba kaKristu phezu kwetafula lesibusiso.
And there's nothing but the devil would make anything that would be wrong and would cause feelings or tear up or anything like that. And I'm taking our brother Neville and we're going from place to place and bring people to people together till the old tabernacle is back established again on its feet to go along for the kingdom of God. Now, this is the reason I said this is because it's with our own little group here this morning.
Njalo kungasilutho kodwa uSathane ongenza loba yikuyini lokho okungalunganga. Njalo abangele imizwa emibi kumbe ukudabula kumbe loba yikuyini okunjengalokho. Njalo ngiyathatha umfo wethu Neville futhi siza kuhamba kusuka kwenye indawo sisiya kwenye. Silethe abantu kubantu ndawonye ithebanekile elidala lize libuyele liqiniswe njalo lime ngezinyawo ukuqhubekela phambili ngombuso kaNkulunkulu. Manje lesi yiso isizathu ngikhulume lokho. Kungokuba kuleqembu lethu elincinyane lapha ngalokho ukusa.
And I'm going to get some rest and get back just as quick as I can. Then I expect to leave to the field again. And this time, the Lord willing, I want to take what little we have accumulated in funds and so forth, myself out in this foreign mission program, and get me a new tent and some new equipment and start on the field, not from church to church, but to going in our own meetings.
Manje gathesi ngizakuthola ukuphumula futhi ngibuyele masinyane lapho ngisenelisa njalo ke ngikhangelele ukusuka ngibuyele enkundleni futhi njalo ngalesi isikhathi inkosi ifuna ngifuna ukuthatha lokho okulutshwane esikubuthelele ngezimali njalo lokunye nje lokwami phandle le loluhlelo lokuhambisa ivangeli phesheya kwelizwe njalo ngizitholele itende elisha futhi lokunye okutsha kwempahla yokusebenzisa njalo ngiqalise enkundleni kungayisikho ukusuka kwelinye ibandla usiya kwelinye kodwa ukuhamba kweyethu imhlangano.
Now, not no disregarding to brethren who has invited me, which is wonderful, but most all of it, you find out these conventions, they say you go to be there, and then all your friends come in, and then there's a whole lot of big drumming for money, and this drains those people down.
Manje hayi, angicho ukunganaki abazalwane abangenxusileyo, khona kuyamangalisa, kodwa okunenge kwakho, uyafumana leyi imihlangano bathi, uza kuba khona lapho, futhi ke bonke, abangani bakho bebuya njalo ke kulokubizela imali okukhulu kuyakukhama abantu labo.
I just begin to find that out, you see. So that's not right. We want to have a place where we can bring them. You don't have to bring your money. Just come along yourself and serve the Lord, see.
Ngiyaqala ukubona lokho. Uyabona? Ngakho lokho akulunganga. Sifuna ukuba le ndawo lapho esingabaletha khona. Akudingi ukuba ubuye le mali yakho woza nje ngokwakho njalo ukhonze inkosi bona.
And so now in my ministry is taking a change right now. You remember when I used to take a hold of the person's hand and just stand there and the Lord would tell me what was their trouble. Said then it would come to pass you know the secret of the heart of the people.
Njalo ke gates njalo inkonzo yami isithethe inguquko gates nje. Liyakhumbula lapho ngangijwayele ukuthatha isandla somuntu ngiphonguma lapho njalo inkosi ingitshele ukuthi uhlupho lwabo yikuyini wathi ngakho kuza kwenzeka uza kubakwazi imfihlo yenhliziyo yabantu.
Every one of you know that's happened just perfectly the way it said. Now this is the next step which has been prophesied and foretold, which is going to be far beyond any of it, you see. And it's right now in the change, and that's the reason Satan's fighting me with the income tax, trying to tell me the government I owe income tax on every penny I've taken up as a minister since 27 years ago I entered the ministry. It's not so, because it passed through the church here.
Lonke liyakwazi lokho kwenzakele ngokupheleleyo, njengo kwachiwo khona ukuthi kuza kwenzakala. Manje leli linyathelo elilandelayo elaprofethwayo njalo lakhulunywa phambili okuza kuba ngokudlula konke khona uyabona njalo kathesi kusekuguqukene njalo yiso isizathu usathani engilwiswa ngomthelo weholo ezama ukungitshela uhulumende ukuthi ngilesikwelethe somthelo weholo kulo lonke ipeni engalithathayo njengomfundisi kusukela eminyakeni engamachumi amabili lesikhombisa edluleyo ngangena inkonzo akunjalo ngoba kwedlula phakathi kwebandla lapha.
I am the trustee of this church. That's exactly right. It's on the record here. So then if I am the trustee treasurer of this church, then there's nothing in the world government don't have nothing to do with it. They're not questioning the church, they're questioning me being the treasurer of the church.
Ngingumphathi waleli ibandla kunjalo sibili kusezigwaleni lapha ngakho ke nxa ngingumphathi gcina isikhwama waleli ibandla ngakho akula lutho emhlabeni uhulumende kalani lokwenza lokho kabasoli ibandla basola mina njengomgcini isikhwama webandla.
And the trustees assigned a paper that's in the bank under that all my funds, instead of having a foundation of my own, I passed it through my church here because it's automatically a foundation anyhow.
Njalo abaphathi basayine iphepha elisebhanga le ukuthi imali zami zonke kulokuba ngibe lesikhwama sami ngayidlulisa phakathi kwebandla lami lapha ngoba vele kuhle kube inhlanganiso yokupha lobanjani.
And to do that helps me to keep from running away from the church and leaving it and going on out and being nothing here after I promised the people that I would return to the church time after time and help them. That's the reason I've kept it like that, because I made a promise to you people.
Njalo ukwenza lokho kuyanginceda ukungenqabela ukubalekela ibandla njalo lokulichiya futhi lokuhamba phandle njalo lokungabi silutho lapho ngemuva kokuba sengethembise abantu ukuthi ngiza kuphenduka ebandleni isikhathi ngesikhathi futhi ke ngibasize yiso isizathu ngakugcina kunjengalokho ngokuba ngenza isithembiso kini bantu.
That's why I stay with it that way instead of having an individual thing. If you do that, just throws it to an organization, and I'm firmly against organization. So I keep it just the way it is in the hands of God so that we can move on to the kingdom of God.
Yikho ngihlala lakho ngaleyo ndlela kulokuba lo muntu munye. Ngakho nxa usenza lokho kuyakuphosela enhlanganisweni njalo ngimelane lokuqinileyo lenhlanganiso. Ngakho ngiza kugcina nje ngendlela okuyiyo yona ezandleni zikaNkulunkulu ukuze siqhubeke ngombuso kaNkulunkulu.
Now, this morning, we want to study this blessed old word and believe that I want to say to you, I see Brother Egan and many some of the trustees sitting here after we had our trustee meeting the other night. It is true, publicly before the church, that each one of you all are no longer appointed trustees. You are elected trustees, and your name is on the books.
Manje ngalokhu ukusa, sifuna ukufunda leli elibusisweyo ilizwi elidala futhi sikholwe. Manje ngifuna ukuthi futhi ngibona umfowethu eGhana njalo labanenge abanye babaphathi bahlezi lapha ngemuva kokuba sesibe lomhlangano wethu wabaphathi. Ngobunye ubusuku kuliqiniso mina phambi kwebandla lonke ukuthi omunye lamunye wenu lonke alisengaba ngabaphathi ababekiweyo lingabaphatha abakhethiweyo njalo lebizo lakho lisezingwalweni.
All right. And now they're going to have some more election of deacons and so forth, and Brother Neville is will be calling those immediately after this service. All right, and for the treasurer and so forth, as we set the church up, get it all the backgrounds ready, then we can have a revival as it comes on.
Gonke kulungile. Njalo manje sebeza kuba lolunye ukhetho lwa matikoni futhi lokunye okunje. Njalo umfowethu Neville uza kubiza labo masinyazane ngemva kwalinkonzo. Gonke kulungile. Futhi lokomgcini isikhwama njalo lokunjalo lapho sihlela ibandla liyakuzwa izisekelo zonke sezilungele ngakho ke singaba lemvuselelo lapho isiza.
Now, just before we turn back to the pages here for our Sunday school lesson to this great word of the living God, let us just bow our heads a few moments as we speak to the author of this book. And now lay aside every thought, everything that's contrary to keep you from having a blessing. Let's pray.
Manje singakabuyeli nje emapejini lapha ngesifundo sethu sesikolo sangesonto. Kuleli ilizwi elikhulu likaNkulunkulu ophilayo, asikhothamseni nje amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana lapho sikhuluma kumbhali waleli ibhuku. Njalo kathesi sibeke eceleni imkhumbulo yonke konke okuphambeneyo okungaba kusenqabela ukuba lesibusiso kasikhuleke.
Most holy and righteous God, into thy blessed august presence we come now, offering to thee our lives and our souls and our bodies and our services and our talents. All that we have, we present them to thee.
Nkulunkulu ongcwele kakhulu, njalo olungileyo ebukhoneni bakho obuhloniphekayo, siyeza manje sinikela kuwe impilo zethu. Njalo lemphefumulo yethu njalo lemzimba yethu, futhi lezinkonzo zethu, futhi leziphiwo zethu, njalo konke esilakho sikuletha kuwe.
And as you look upon us, Lord, if there is any sin naked and unconfessed, we would ask Thee, O Lord God, that You would apply the blood of Thy Son Jesus to such a place. For realizing that we in ourselves are insufficient, and there it is impossible for us to ever be self-sustaining.
Njalo lapho usikhangela, Nkosi, nxa kulesono loba yisiphi sisegcekeni njalo singavunywanga, siyakucela wena, Nkosi Nkulunkulu, ukuthi ubeke wena igazi lendodana yakho, uJesu endaweni enjalo. Ngoba sibona ukuthi thina ngokwethu asenelisi. Njalo lapho akwenzakali kithi ukuba sibe lokuzisekela ngokwethu.
But we rely completely upon His precious blood and His grace to apply to our account, that we unworthy sinners might come boldly someday into Thy presence, bringing before us this blood of the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa siyethemba ngokugcweleyo phezu kwegazi lakhe eliligugu, futhi lo musa wakhe ukukubeka phezu kwendaba yethu, ukuthi thina izoni ezingafanelanga singabuya ngesibindi ngelinye ilanga phakathi kobukhona bakho, siletha phambi kwethu leli igazi lenkosi uJesu.
Which Thou in the times past has recognized it to be the blood of Thy only begotten Son, and has made the promise that through Him, if we confess our sins, we shall be justified by His grace.
Lona, wena ngezikhathi ezidlulileyo, waqaphela ukuba ligazi lendodana yakho, kuphela ezelweyo yodwa, njalo wenzile isithembiso, sokuthi ngaye yena, nxa sivuma izono zethu, siza kulungisiswa ngomusa wakhe.
And now we would ask, Lord, that You would forgive us of any mistake, any sin of trespass or omission, transgression, that of any evil thought as pierced our soul by the fiery darts of the devil, that You would drive away this evil enemy of Thine and of Thy people.
Njalo manje siza kucela, Nkosi, ukuthi wena usithethelele loba yiphi impambeko, loba yisiphi isono sokweqa kumbe ukungenzi isiphambeko, ukuthi nxa umkhumbulo omubi loba yiwuphi ohlabe umphefumulo wethu ngemitshoko evuthayo kaSathane, ukuze kuthi uqothele khatshana lesi isitha esibi sakho futhi lesabantu bakho.
And we would ask that You would send the Holy Spirit to take hold of the Word at this time, as we yield ourselves as instruments, that You would speak through us and hear through us Thy Word.
Njalo besicela ukuthi uthumele umoya wakho oyingcwele ukubamba ilizwi ngalesi isikhathi, lapho sizinikela njengezisetshenziso ukuba ukhulume wena ngathi, futhi ulalele ngathi ilizwi lakho.
And may we in return receive it as from Thee, and leave this place today feeling that we have been readjusted to the cause of Christ, that we might be better fit for the service of tonight and tomorrow because of the visitation of the Holy Spirit.
Njalo lathi ngokuphindisela, masikwamukele khona njengokuvela kuwe, futhi sisuke kule indawo lamuhla sisizwa ukuthi silungisiwe kakutsha kuyo injongo kaKristu, ukuze sibe ngabalungele inkonzo yakusihlwa futhi lakusasa ngenxa yokuhanjelwa ngumoya oyingcwele.
Bless our brethren everywhere, the churches across the world, who's holding forth the word of life in this evil day. We feel that there is not much time left to work, for the night is swiftly coming, The war clouds are floating again.
Busisa abazalwane bethu indawo zonke amabandla umhlaba wonke ababambe ilizwi lokuphila kulolo usuku olubi sizwa ukuba akula isikhathi esinenge esisaseleyo ukusebenza ngoba ubusuku buyeza ngokushesha amayezi empi asethwele njalo.
Evil is at hand, and we pray that you will let us work as never before. Rest our tired bodies, Lord, and send us back into the battle. For we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus, and for his sake we pray. Amen.
Ububi buseduze, futhi siyakhuleka ukuthi wena uza kusenza sisebenze ukwedlula okokuqala. Phumuza imizimba yethu ediniweyo. Nkosi njalo usibuyisele empini, ngoba sikucela ngebizo lenkosi uJesu, futhi la ngenxa yakhe yena siyakhuleka. Amen.
As we open this morning the Bible to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, Wednesday night we were speaking on the 7th chapter of the book of Hebrews of Melchizedek, being without father, without mother, without beginning of days or ending of life.
Lapho sivula ngalokhu kusa iBhayibheli kusahluko 11 sebhuku lamaHebheru. Ubusuku bangolwesithathu besikhuluma phezu kwesahluko sesi-7 sebhuku lamaHebheru ngoMelkizedeki, engela baba njalo engela mama, engela kuqala kwezinsuku kumbe ukuphela kwempilo.
And I thought maybe this morning it would be appropriate to open again this wonderful book, being that we have the backgrounds to what we wish to say in the former readings.
Njalo ngikhumbule mhlawumbe ngalokho okusa kungabe kufanele ukuvula njalo leli bhuku elimangalisayo njengokuba lokho silesisekelo kulokho esifuna ukukutsho ekubaleni kwasemuva.
And skipping over the 10th chapter and the 9th chapter, which is the sacrificial laws, we would come into a spot of faith. And here in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and beginning with the 23rd verse, we read it like this.
Njalo siseqa phezu kwesahluko sesi-10, futhi lesahluko sesi-9, okuyimithetho yokuhlatshela. Singabuya phakathi kwendawo yokholo. Njalo lapha ebhukwini lamaHebheru isahluko 11, futhi siqalisele endimeni ka-23. Sifunda yona kanje.
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
Ngokukholwa uMose, lapho esezelwe, wafihlwa inyanga ezintathu ngabazali bakhe ngokuba bembona engumntwana ofaneleyo, njalo abawesabanga umlayo wenkosi.
By faith, Moses, when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Ngokukholwa uMose esefikile ekukhuleni, wala ukubizwa ngokuthi indodana yendodakazi kaFero. Kulalokho wakhetha ukuhlupheka inhlupheko kanye labantu bakaNkulunkulu kulokuba akholise injabulo yesono okwesikhatshana.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, and had recompense unto the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisibly.
waketha ihlazo ngenxa kaKristu njengegugu elikhulu kulencebo yaseJibhide. Njalo waba ngo wayekhangelele umvuzo phambili. Ngokukhola wasuka eJibhide engalwesabi ulaka lwenkosi, ngoba wabekezela sengathi uyambona yena ongabonakaliyo.
I want to take the subject this morning, choosing by faith. And I want to take for a text the first three words of the 23rd chapter. By faith, Moses.
Ngithanda ukuthatha isifundo ngalokho ukusa. Ukukhetha ngokukholwa. Njalo ngithanda ukuthatha kube yisihloko amabala amathathu okuqala esahluko sika 23 ngokukholwa uMose.
And choosing by faith, most everything that we do, we have to choose by faith. And all that we find that Moses did that's worth repeating was by faith. Not by sight, but by faith.
Njalo ukukhetha ngokukholwa. Phose konke lokho esikwenzayo kumele sikhethe ngokukholwa. Njalo konke lokho esikubona uMose ekwenza okufanele ukuphindwa. Kwakungokukholwa. Kungayisikho ngokubona, kodwa ngokukholwa.
And the reason that I have selected this morning for the church in this state has been that in our, even our schools and around, we have had so much of scientific teaching. Because of this, we have drawn the people away from faith.
Njalo isizathu esokuba ngikhethe lokho ngalokho kusa ngokwebandla kulesi isimo bekuyikuba ukuthi lobala sezikolo zethu futhi indawo zonke sibe lokufundisa okunenge okweze science. Ngenxa yalokho sidonsele abantu kude lokukholwa.
Now faith is not proved by science. Faith is what science doesn't see. And if we ever lose this great faith, then we are totally in darkness. It no matter how well we are educated, how we could explain the word of God to suit our own way of believing.
Manje ukukholwa akufakazwa ngesayensi. Ukukholwa yilokho isayensi engakuboniyo. Futhi nxa singalahlekelwa yilokho ukukholwa okukhulu. Ngalokho siba sebunyameni ngokuceleyo. Kungelani ukuba sifunde kangakanani, ukuba sicasisa kanjani ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, ukuhambelana lendlela yethu yokukholwa.
There is no way to ever please God only by faith. The scripture plainly states it that way. And it's by faith, and without faith, says the scripture, it is impossible to please God.
Akula indlela yokumthokozisa uNkulunkulu kuphela ngokukholwa. Umbhalo uyakubeka sobala ngaleyo ndlela futhi kungokukholwa. Njalo kungela ukukholwa utsho umbhalo akwenzakali ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu.
So if faith disagrees with science and science disagrees with faith, that puts them at edge at each other, then we must take a choice as Moses did. By faith we believe.
Ngakho nxa ukukholwa kuphikisana lesayensi, futhi lesayensi iphikisana lokukholwa, lokhu kukwenza kulwisane. Ngakho ke kumele sikhethe njengoMose wenza. Ngokukholwa siyakholwa.
Now if we lose faith, then we will never get a prayer answered by God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek after Him. So if we lose faith, our prayers are annulled. We get nowhere.
Manje nxa silahla ukukholwa, ngakho ke singeke saba lomthandazo ophendulwa nguNkulunkulu. Ngoba lo ozayo kuNkulunkulu kumele kuqala akholwe ukuthi yena unguye njalo ungumvuzi walabo abamfunisisayo yena. Ngakho nxa silahlekelwa yikukholwa, imthandazo yethu iyesulwa. Asindawo.
So it's all that we can think of this morning is to hold on to faith. Then if we lose faith, all our hopes is gone. And if we lose faith, all our spiritual reality is gone. For you cannot have faith in things that you see. For the things that you see are all perishable.
Ngakho yikho konke esingakukhumbula. Kulokho ukusa, ikubambelela ekukholweni. Njalo ke nxa silahlekelwa yikukholwa, ithemba lethu lonke liphelile. Njalo nxa silahlekelwa yikukholwa, konke okuqotho okumoya kwethu kuphelile. Ngoba ungeke ube lokukholwa ezintweni ozibonayo, ngoba into ozibonayo ziyabhubha zonke.
If we look at some great person, a great minister, or a great congregation, they will all perish someday. And if we look at a great nation, or a great weapon, they'll all perish someday. And then we must live by faith of those things that science does not declare. It's by faith that we believe.
Nxa singakhangela omunye umuntu omkhulu, umfundisi omkhulu, kumbe umbuthano omkhulu, bonke bayakubhubha ngelinye ilanga. Njalo nxa sikhangela ilizwe elikhulu, kumbe isikhali esikhulu, konke kuyabhubha ngelinye ilanga. Njalo ke kumele siphile ngokukholwa. Ngalezo zinto isayensi engayenelisi ukuzibona. Kungokholo ukuthi siyakholwa.
Now, we lose our glory if we lose faith. Now, if we get away from faith, then we take the church into an intellectual realm.
Manje siyalahlekelwa yinkazimulo yethu nxa silahla ukukholwa. Manje nxa sisuka ekukholweni, ngakho singenisa ibandla enkundleni yezengqondo.
And many times it's been thought amongst people that because a congregation was large and they had great churches, great steeples, and a great lot of well-dressed and groomed peoples, and a lot of finances, that they could afford such things. We many times thought that was inspiring, that this certain church must be inspired.
Njalo izikhathi ezinenge beko khunjulwa phakathi kwabantu ukuthi ngoba ibandla lilikhulu futhi balamandla amakhulu, imiphotshongo emikhulu, njalo lokukhulu labantu abanenge abagqoke kuhle futhi bececile futhi lezimali ezinenge okokuthi bayenelisi into enjalo. Thina izikhathi ezinenge sakhumbula ukuthi lokho kuyahola, ukuthi leli ibandla elithile liyaholo.
Or we've often referred to different ministers who get out on the field and have great gatherings of crowds, and we think sometimes that they are the signs of inspiration, but that's not altogether the truth. That's human inspiration.
Kumbe sihlala sikhuluma ngabafundisi abachiyeneyo abaphumela enkundleni futhi besiba lembuthano emkhulu yamaxoko, futhi siyacabanga ngezinye izikhathi ukuthi ayiziboniso zokukholwa. Kodwa lokho akusilo iqiniso ngokwalo, lokho ikukholwa komuntu.
But the real inspiration comes by doing the will of God. See, whether it is one or just a handful, whether it is a big church or a small church, it matters not.
Kodwa ukuholwa okuyikho kuza ngokwenza intando kaNkulunkulu. Bona, loba kungoyedwa kumbe ingcosana, loba kulibandla elikhulu kumbe ibandla elincinyane, akutsho lutho lokho.
Whether he is a great eloquent speaker or just a man that hardly knows his ABCs, it doesn't matter. It depends on the message that he's bringing. Whether it is inspired by the Word of God or is it inspired by intellectual conceptions of human inspiration.
Loba ngesikhulu esicacileyo isikhulumi, kumbe nje umuntu ongazi o ABC bakhe, akutsho lutho. Kuya ngombiko awulethayo, loba uholwa ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu kumbe kuholwa na imbono yengqondo zokuhola komuntu.
Some people can be inspired because of an eloquent speaker. That doesn't make it right. Sometimes they're inspired because the man is so trained that he can put his point over it. That doesn't mean that it's of God. See?
Abanye abantu bayaholwa ngenxa yesikhulumi esicacileyo. Lokho akukwenzi kube yikho. Ngezinye izikhathi bayaholwa ngokuba umuntu ufundisiwe ukuthi udaba lwakhe ulubeka obala. Lokho akutsho ukuthi kungoku kaNkulunkulu bona.
It's only to God's everlasting, eternal, blessed word can we receive inspiration, and that's given by the Holy Ghost. By faith, we receive it.
Kungenxa kuphela kwelikaNkulunkulu eliphakade elibusisiweyo ilizwi elingapheliyo esingamukela ukuholwa. Njalo lokho kuphiwa ngomoya oyingcwele, ngokukholwa siyakwamukela.
Now we would think of Moses and this great time of his life, and we read back of his birth and how that God had cared for him. But there come a time in Moses' life to where there had to be a choosing time.
Manje singakhumbula ngoMose futhi lalesi sikhathi esikhulu sempilo yakhe. Njalo siyabala emuva ngokuzalwa kwakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamnakakela njani. Kodwa kweza isikhathi empilweni kaMose lapho okwakumele kube lesikhathi sokukhetha.
If we read right, we find out that he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter and was the heir to the throne and would have been the next Pharaoh in Egypt.
Nga sibala kuhle siyafumana ukuthi wayeyindodana yentodakazi kaFaro futhi wayeyindlalifa yesihlalo sobukhosi njalo wayeza kuba nguFaro olandelayo eGipite.
So he would notice as he looked around after he'd become of age and of accountability, and there would be those slaves working out in the slime pits, and Moses, as he looked through the windows of the palace, upon the same slaves that Pharaoh looked down. But what a difference there was in the looking.
Ngakho wayenanzelela lapho ehamba-hamba ngemuva kokuba esekhulile eselokuziphendulela. Njalo kwakusiba khona lezo ziqili zisebenza emigodini yengcino. Njalo uMose lapho ekhangela amafulasteleni endlini yobukhosi phezu kweziqili zinye uFaro ayezikhangela. Kodwa kwaba ngumehluko bani ekukhangeleni.
I want to base that thought this morning for a few minutes, and may the God of heaven drive it home to every heart here. It's how you look at anything what makes the difference.
Ngifuna ukusukela kulo mkhumbulo lamuhla ekuseni okwemizuzu emlutshwane njalo uNkulunkulu weZulu akubethele kuyo yonke inhliziyo elapha. Kuyikuba ukukhangela njani into loba yiyiphi okuyikho okwenza umehluko.
The great evangelist John Sproul, which was a convert of Brother Bosworth's ministry, who many of you remember years ago of the old Glory Barn.
Umvangeli omkhulu uJohn Sproul, owaguqulwa yinkonzo kamfowethu Bosworth, lo abanengi benu liyamkhumbula iminyaka edlulayo owe Glory Barn endala.
He said one day he was taking a trip before the deceasing of his beloved companion and wife. They were in La Salle, Rennes, France. And I had the privilege of visiting the same place.
Yena uthi ngelinye ilanga wathatha uhambo kungakabi yikutshona komngane lomkakhe othandekayo. Babe se La Salle, Lorraine, France. Njalo ngaba lethuba lokuvakatshela indawo yinye.
And the guide was taking them out through the gardens and showing them the different things, and they come upon a certain statue of the Lord Jesus, the crucifixion.
Futhi umhodi wayebahambisa phakathi ezivandeni, njalo ebatshengisa izinto ezitshiyeneyo, njalo bahlangana lesithombe esithile senkosi uJesu ukubethelwa.
And Mr. Sproul was standing off looking at it, he and his wife, and in their hearts were criticizing what the artist must have had in mind, or the sculpture rather, when he hewed out of a stone such a horrible looking thing to represent the suffering and the love and the pity of the Lord Jesus. And how it was all crudely and chopped up looking.
Njalo umnu uSproul wayemile esikhangele yena lomkakhe. Njalo phakathi ezinhliziyweni zabo babesola lokho umdwebu ayefuze abelakho engqondweni kumbe umbazi. Ngalokho lapho ebaza phakathi kwelitshe into ekhangeleka imbi ukuba ifanise ukuhlupheka njalo lothando futhi losizi lwenkosi uJesu njalo kuba kwakukhangeleka kungalolongwanga kuqunywa qunyiwe.
And the guide came to Mr. Sproul and he said, "Sir, I suppose that you are criticizing this statue of the Lord Jesus." And he said, "I am." And he said, "I'm not a bit surprised, because most people that look at it first, they do criticize it."
Njalo umkhodi weza kumnu uSproul, futhi yena wathi, "Mnumzana, ngithi khona uyasola lesi isithombe senkosi uJesu." Njalo wathi, "Ngiyakwenza." Njalo wathi, "Kangimangali la kancinyane, ngoba abantu abanenge abasikhangelayo okokuqala bayasisola."
And Mr. Sproul said, "Well, I can't see any pity or any inspiration from looking at such a thing, so I'm wondering why the sculpture ever made it like this."
Futhi umnu uSproul wathi, "Kungani angiboni usizi kumbe ukuhola ekukhangeleni into enjalo. Ngakho ngiyamangala kungani umbazi ukwenze kwaba kanje."
And the sculpture said, "Mr. Sproul, the statue's all right. And the sculpture had the right thing in his mind. But where the trouble is with you. It's the way you're looking at it."
Njalo umbazi wathi mnu Sproul, "Lesi isithombe sikahle. Futhi lo mbazi waye lento eyiyo engqondweni yakhe. Kodwa lapho uhlupho olukhona lukuwe indlela okhangela ngayo."
And he took he and his wife by the hand and led them down to an altar at the foot of this said cross. And he said, "Now, Mr. Sproul, look up now."
Njalo wamthatha yena futhi lomkakhe ngesandla futhi wabakhokhela phansi elathini ngaphansi kwalesi siphambano esichiwoyo. Njalo wathi, "Manje Mnu Sproul, khangela phezulu kathesi."
And when he looked up, he said his heart like to have failed him. What a difference it was to stand off there and look at it that way, and to get down and look at it the way that it was made to look at. And that's the way that God is. That's the way that faith is. It's the way you look at it.
Njalo wathi ekhangela phezu, wathi inhliziyo yakhe yaphosa ihluleke ukuchaya. Kwakungumehluko bani ukuma lapho futhi akukhangele ngaleyo ndlela, futhi akhothame phansi njalo akukhangele ngendlela okwakumele kukhangelwe ngayo. Njalo yiyo indlela leyo uNkulunkulu ayiyo, yiyo indlela ukukholwa okuyikho, indlela okhangela ngayo.
If you look at it as some sort of a historical Bible of something that was in the days gone by, you will never be able to get the real value of the Bible. You are supposed to get on your knees and obey the commandments of this Bible and look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit.
Nga wakukhangela njengeyinye into yembali yeBhayibheli, okweyinye into eyayikhona esukwini ezidlulileyo. Awusoze wenelise ukubamba ubuqotho beBhayibheli. Kumele uye emadolweni akho futhi ulalele imilayo yaleli iBhayibheli njalo ukukhangele khona ngamehlo kamoya ongcwele.
I would ask this audience this morning, what good does a historical God do us today if he isn't the same God? What good does a God that would take Moses and do the miracles with him that he did, what good would it do us to read of such a God if he isn't the same one today?
Ngizakubuza laba abalaleli lamuhla ekuseni, usinceda ngani uNkulunkulu wembali lamuhla nxa yena engayisuye uNkulunkulu ofanayo? Unceda ngani uNkulunkulu owayethatha uMose futhi enze izimangaliso ngaye azenzayo? Kuyasinceda ngani ukubala ngoNkulunkulu nxa engayisuye onjalo, nxa engayisuye ofanayo lamuhla?
What good is a God that could deliver from the fiery furnace the Hebrew children if he isn't the same God today?
Uncedani uNkulunkulu wakukhulula esithandweni somlilo ovuthayo abantwana bamaHebheru nxa engayisuye uNkulunkulu ofanayo lamuhla?
What good is a God that would judge between right and wrong in a day gone by and punish the wrong and bless the right if he isn't the same God today? What do we go to church for?
Uncedani uNkulunkulu lo owahlulela phakathi kokulungileyo futhi lokubi ngosuku olwedlulileyo njalo ajezise okubi futhi abusise okulungileyo nxa engayisuyi uNkulunkulu ofanayo lamuhla? Sihambelane esontweni.
Why do we abstain from things of the world if he isn't the same God of the same judgment and the same opinion that he always was?
Kungani sizehlukanisa ezintweni zomhlaba nxa engayisuyi uNkulunkulu ofanayo wesahlulelo esifanayo njalo lombono ofanayo lo ehlezi eyiwo yena?
What good would it be for a God who could touch a woman's hand with a raging fever and the fever stop if he isn't the same God today?
Kuncedani uNkulunkulu owayethinta isandla somfazi owayeloquqo oluvuthayo futhi loquqo lwema nxa engayisuyi uNkulunkulu ofanayo namuhla?
What good would it be to serve a God who could call his friend from a grave after being dead 4 days if he isn't the same God today?
Kuncedani ukukhonza uNkulunkulu owayebiza umngane wakhe engcwabeni ngemva kokuba esefile insuku ezine nxa engayisuyo uNkulunkulu ofanayo namuhla.
By faith we believe that some glorious day he shall call us from the earth, amen, though we be a spoonful of ashes again.
Hallelujah.
How do we prove it? We do not prove it. We believe it. We're not asked to prove anything. We're asked to believe it.
Ngokukholwa siyakholwa ukuthi ngelinye ilanga lenkazimulo uza kusibiza yena emhlabathini. Loba sesingumlotha ogcwala inkezo njalo. Sikufakaza njani? Asikufakazi, siyakukholwa. Kasicelwa ukuba sifakaze ulutho, siyacela ukuba sikholwe.
By faith Moses did such and such. And as Moses, as a young man, looked through the palace window at the slaves, he saw the same bunch of grimy, dirty, muck-ridden slaves that Pharaoh saw.
Ngokukholwa uMose wenza okuthile lokuthile. Njalo njengo Mose eyinsizwa wakhangela ngefastela lendlu yobukhosi eziqilini wabona iqembu linye leziqili ezingcolileyo ezilengcekeza zigcwele udaka lezu Pharaoh ayezibona.
And when Pharaoh looked upon him and the Egyptians, they wasn't nothing but a bunch of slaves. That's all they were good for, just to be human mud daubers, to make muddy bricks for the benefit of the cities that Pharaoh was building. That's the way the Egyptians and Pharaoh looked at the slaves.
Njalo lapho uFaro ezikhangela futhi lamaJibhite babengasilutho kodwa iqembu leziqili. Yikho kuphela ababekulungele ngabantu abavoxa udaka ukwenza izitina zodaka ukusiza amadolobho la uFaro ayewakha. Yiyo indlela amaJibhite futhi loFaro ababekhangela iziqili.
But Moses, when he looked at him, it was a different look Moses had when he seen passing by the window the great ditches in their face, the tears that run down their cheeks, and their bent bodies. He looked upon them as the people of God. He didn't look upon them as slaves. He looked upon them as the chosen people of God.
Kodwa uMose lapho ebakhangela kwakuyikukhangela okwahlukileyo. UMose ayelakho lapho ebona besedlula emafasteleni ukuchaphana okukhulu ebusweni babo, izinyembezi ezazigeleza ezihlathini zabo futhi belemizimba yabo ekhothameyo. Wabakhangela njengabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Kazange bakhangele njengeziqili, wabakhangela njengabantu abakhethiweyo bakaNkulunkulu.
Oh, as I go about from country to country and from nation to nation preaching, since I left the doors of this little tabernacle that's an interdenominational institution, with no law but love, no book but the Bible, and no creed but Christ, I've tried to look upon God's children and upon the rejected as being God's chosen and elected people.
Njalo oh lapho ngihamba hamba kusuka ezweni kusiya kwelinye ilizwe futhi kusuka kwesinye isizwe kusiya kwesinye isizwe, ngichumayela selokho ngaphuma kule iminyango yaleli tabernacle elincinyane inhlangano yamabandla achiyeneyo engelamthetho kodwa uthando, engelabhuku kodwa iBhayibheli, futhi ingelamvumonkolo kodwa uKristu. Ngizamile ukukhangela abantwana bakaNkulunkulu futhi phezu kwabaphikiweyo njengabantu bakaNkulunkulu abakhethiweyo labakhethwa.
I don't ask them if they belong to the Branham Tabernacle. I don't ask them if they're Methodists or if they're Presbyterians or if they are Pentecostals Nazarenes are pilgrim holiness. I just want to look upon them as the people of God.
Angibabuzu kubanga be Branham Tabernacle, angibabuzu kubanga ma Methodist kumbe ukubanga ma Presbyterian kumbe ukubanga ba Pentecost kumbe ama Nazarene kumbe ma Pilgrim Holiness ngifuna ukuba khangela njengabantu bakaNkulunkulu.
I'm seeing their doings and their actions that they are the servants of the Lord God, and my heart desires fellowship with them. No matter what brand they got, I just long for their fellowship. I love them because I know they are people of God.
Njalo ngibona ukwenza kwabo futhi lesenzo sabo ukuba bazinceku zenkosi uNkulunkulu. Njalo inhliziyo yami ifisa ubudlelwano labo kungelani ukuba balophawuluphi. Ngiyalangazelela ubudlelwano babo. Ngiyabathanda ngoba ngiyazi bangabantu bakaNkulunkulu.
When I see a woman coming down the street with a long skirt and her hair done up neatly in the back and a decent looking dress on, and I see another young lady, maybe the same age, with a little pair of shorts on, she may be in looks twice as pretty as the woman with the long hair, according to the looking of the world. But I take my side with that girl that's dressed like a Christian.
Lapho ngibona umfazi esize sehla isitalati, elesikete side futhi lenwele zakhe zilungiswe kuhle, emuva njalo njalo, lesigqoko esikhangeleka sifanele asigqokileyo, futhi ngiyabona omunye wesifazane omutsha mhlawumbe ubudala bunye laye egqoke ibhulugwe okufitshane engabe mhlawumbe ngokubukeka ephindwe kabili ngobuhle ukwedlula komhlaba, kodwa ngiyathatha uhlangothi lwami lale inkazana egqoke njengomKristu.
Though they be laughing at her and calling her a fanatic, yet I take my side. She might not be as pretty as the other girl featurely, but she sees something. By faith she sees him who is invisible, who is guiding her life.
Loba bengabe bemhleka futhi bembiza ngokuthi ngodlulisa amalawulo, kodwa ngiyakuthatha uhlangothi lwami angabe engamuhle njengale eyinye inkazana ngokubumbeka, kodwa ubona ulutho ngokukholwa uyambona yena ongabonakaliyo, yena ohola impilo yakhe.
When I see the man on the job being called deacon or preacher or a fanatic because he refuses to smoke and to drink beer and to go to dances like the rest of them, and he's called a fanatic, my heart goes out for him.
Lapho ngibona umuntu esemsebenzini ebizwa mdikoni kumbe mchumayeli kumbe odlulisa amalawulo ngoba esala ukubhema futhi lokunatha utshwala njalo lokuya emgidweni njengabanye bonke, futhi ebesebizwa ngokuthi odlulisa amalawulo, inhliziyo yami iyamphumela.
He is my brother.
Amen.
Down in this Egypt soils, that makes our heart long to embrace him and say, brother, we are pilgrims and strangers of this land, and I long to fellowship with you.
Ungumfo wethu phansi kulumhlabathi weJipite, lokho kwenza inhliziyo yethu ilangazelele ukumanga, futhi ithi umfo wethu siyizihambi labemzini baleli ilizwe. Njalo ngiyalangazelela ukuba lobudlelwano lawe.
Moses had to make a choice, choosing by faith. How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter?
Umose wayemele enze ukhetho, ukukhetha ngokukholwa. Zingaki izinsizwa ezazingeqela ithuba lokuba indodana yentodakazi kaFero.
How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity that Moses had to enjoy all the pleasures and the glamour of the world, to become the king of Egypt, to have the whole world at his feet?
Zingaki izinsizwa ezazingeqela ithuba uMose ayelalo ukukholisa yonke injabulo lobuhle obukhangayo bomhlaba, ukuba inkosi yeJipite, ukuba lumhlaba wonke phansi kwezinyawo zakhe.
What a foolish thing that the young man of his days must have thought when Moses chose to take his place with the afflicted and suffering people of God.
Amen.
Yinto bani yobuthutha leyo izinsizwa zezikhathi sakhe ezingabe zayikhumbula lapho uMose wakhetha ukuthatha indawo yakhe labantu abahluphekayo labadabukileyo bakaNkulunkulu.
Why did he do it? By faith. When he lifted up his eyes, he looked beyond the glamour of this world. He looked beyond the pleasures of sin. And the Bible said that he endured as seeing him who was invisible by faith, and he made a choice to serve that God regardless of what took place.
Kungani wakwenza? Ngokukholwa lapho ephakamisa amehlo akhe wakhangela ngale kobuhle obukhangayo balumhlaba. Wakhangela ngale kwenjabulo yesono. Njalo iBhayibheli yathi wakhuthalela sengathi ubona yena owayengabonakali. Ngokukholwa futhi wenza ukhetho lokukhonza lo uNkulunkulu kungelani lokwakuthatha indawo.
It has not changed. Many of us could go to what we would call a better building. We could enjoy maybe the fellowship and pleasures of sitting in a better pew. We might be more popular to drink and to smoke and to dress and to act like the world.
Akuka kuqugi, abaneng betu singahamba kuloko, a city isakhiwo esingcono singakholisa mhlawumbe ubudlelwano lenjabulo zokuhlala esitulweni esingcono, singabe silodumo kakhulu ukunatha lokubhema futhi ukugqoka lokwenza njengomhlaba.
Well, what's the matter? You've lifted up your eyes and by faith you see him who is invisible and have took your stand with the rejected and so-called holy rulers of the day. For by faith we see him who is invisible, choosing to suffer the persecutions and the afflictions.
Kodwa kuyini okwenzakalayo? Uphakamise amehlo akho, njalo ngokukholwa uyambona yena ongabonakaliyo, futhi wathatha isinqumo kanye labalahliweyo lalabo okuthiwa ngabedlulisa amalawulo ezenkolo baleso sikhathi. Ngoba ngokukholwa siyambona yena ongabonwayo, sikhetha ukuzingelwa futhi lokuhlupheka.
I wouldn't say to people that they should choose to be afflicted. I don't say that you should choose suffering. It would not be the human thing to do. But if suffering lays in the path of duty, then let's take it as it comes.
Ngingeke ngitsho ebantwini ukuba bakhethe ukuhlupheka. Angitsho ukuthi umele ukhethe ukudubeka. Kungeke kube into yobuntu yokwenza. Kodwa nxa ukuhlupheka kuhlezi endleleni yesibopho, ngakho asikwamkeleni lapho kusiza.
I don't want you to do something for somebody to make fun of you. I wouldn't want you to say different things that I belong to a church that doesn't believe in so and so in the worlds and things like that, just to get people to make fun of you. You're bringing that on yourself.
Angifuni ukuba wenzele omunye ulutho ukuba kuyeyise. Ngingeke ngifuna ukuba ukhulume izinto ezahlukileyo. Ukuthi ngingowebandla elingakholwa ukuthi lokuthi emhlabeni. Njalo lezinto ezinjalo. Ukwenza kuphela abantu bakweyise. Uyazilethela lokho phezu kwakho.
I wouldn't say for you to get out here and carry on and do something that was radical. I wouldn't want you to do that so that somebody would say that you are a fanatic. You bring that on yourself.
Angingeke ngitsho ukuba uphume lapha futhi uphungu ubeka njalo wenze into edluleleyo. Ngingeke ngifune ukuba wenze lokho ukuze omunye umuntu athi ungwedlulisa amalawulo. Uyazilethela lokho phezu kwakho.
But if it lays in the path of your duty towards God, let the world say what they want to say. You live alone. You make a choice. Every man and woman has to make this.
Kodwa uba kuhlezi endleleni yesibopho sakho kuNkulunkulu. Yekela umhlaba ukhulume lokho ofuna ukukhuluma. Phila uye phambili. Wena yenza ukhetho. Yonke indoda njalo lomfazi kumele akwenze lokho.
What if Pharaoh could have saw what Moses saw? He saw the sufferings of the people. He knew what the price was to pay. But by faith he chose it rather than to have the pleasures of sin.
Kwakuza kuba njani nxa uFaro wabona lokho uMose akubonayo? Wabona ukuhlupheka kwabantu. Wayeyazi ukuthi yayiyini inhlawulo yokubhadala. Kodwa ngokukholwa wakukhetha kulokuba abe lenjabulo yesono.
Is maybe a little young lady sitting here. As glamorous young women. The world would like to say to you, do thus and thus. You are beautiful. Your body is so pretty shaped. You should show that.
Lapha mhlawumbe abancinyane abesifazane abatsha abahlezi lapha njengabesifazane abatsha abahle umhlaba uthanda ukuthi kuwe yenza lock la lock umuhle umzimba wakho ubumbeke kuhle sibili kumele ukutshengise lokho.
But my sister, raise up your eyes and look beyond that to him that said it's an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man.
Kodwa dadewethu, phakamisa amehlo akho njalo ukhangele ngale kwalokho kuye owathi kuyisinengiso kwesifazane ukugqoka isambatho esingesendoda.
If the men of the people in your community, if the women that you associate with, said cut that long hair off, it would be cooler. It would be this, that, or the other, or it would become you better. Don't you listen to that. You lift up your eyes and by faith saw him that said, the woman's hair is her glory and she shall not cut it.
Nga amadoda abantu emphakathini wakho, nga abafazi ohlanganela labo bathi, khela lezinwele ezinde, kuza kuqandelela, kuza kuba yilok, lalok. Kumbe lalokhiyana. Kumbe kuza kuba ngono kuwe. Ungakulaleli lokho. Uphakamisa amehlo akho futhi ngokukholwa wambona yena owathi inwele zomfazi ziludumo lwakhe futhi akayi kuzigela.
If they say it would be popular, you would stand in better with your job or with your boss if you take a sociable drink. If you would smoke cigarettes like the rest of the women, you would stand in more sociably in your neighborhood.
Ngabe sithi kuza kuba ngokulodumo uzakuma ngcono lomsebenzi wakho kumbe lo bhasi wakho kumbe ungathatha utshwala bobudlelwano nxa ungabhema igwayi njengabo bonke abafazi ungamakuhle kakhulu labantu bonke kobakhelane labo.
By faith raise your eyes and look to him who said, "Defile this body and I will destroy it." By faith we believe those things. It's nothing that you see. It's something you believe. By faith, Moses did.
Ngokukholwa phakamisa amehlo akho, futhi ukhangele kuye yena owathi, ngolisa lumzimba njalo ngizawubhubhisa ngokukholwa. Siyazikholwa lezo zinto, akusilutho lolo olubonayo, into oyikholwayo ngokukholwa uMose wakwenza.
And in this faith walk, there comes a time there has to be a choice. Lot made that sad mistake that we make. A lot of times we choose for our own good.
Njalo kulolu hambo lokholo, kuyeza isikhathi lapho kumele kube lo kukhetha. Uloti wenza lelo phutha elidanisayo esiliyenzayo. Izikhathi ezinenge sizikhethela ukulunga kwethu.
We choose things that would be a better. Sometimes if a little squabble comes in the church, and someone would say, well, the deacon or the pastor's on this side. Don't look at that. Look at what's righteous. Get that thing out and bring them both together. That's godly.
Sikhetha izinto ezingaba ngcono. Ngesinye isikhathi nxa kulokuxabana okuncane okungena ebandleni, futhi omunye athi, yebo umdikoni kumbe umfundisi ukulolu hlangothi, ungakhangeli lokho. Khangela okulungileyo. Susa lento futhi ubalethe bobabili ndawonye. Ibungcwele lobo.
There's a choosing, and we choose for ourselves. We choose something that's for our own good. But Moses chose the afflictions and the disgrace that he might walk with the people of God.
Kulokukhetha, njalo siyazikhethela. Sikhetha into esilungeleyo thina. Kodwa uMose wakhetha ukuhlupheka futhi lehlazo ukuze ahambe labantu bakaNkulunkulu.
Think of it now. Listen to it. Chose the afflictions of the people of God and counted it a greater treasure, for he endured seeing him who was invisibly.
Cabanga ngakho manje. Kulalele. Wakhetha ukuhlupheka kwabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Njalo wakubala kuligugu elikhulu ngoba waku kuthazela ebona yena ongabonakaliyo.
Now, Lot one time had to make a choice. And it may be this morning that there will be men and women sitting here that will make your final choice.
Manje uLot ngesinye isikhathi wayemele eyenze ukukhetha. Njalo kungaba lamuhla ekuseni. Ukuthi kungaba lamadoda labafazi abahlezi lapha abaza kwenza ukhetho lwabo lokucina.
You are today what you are because several years ago you chose to be what you are now. And what you choose now will determine what you'll be 5 years from today.
Uyilokho oyikho khona lamuhla ngoba iminyaka ethile edlulileyo wakhetha ukuba yilokho oyikho khona kathesi. Manje lokho okukhethayo kathesi kuyakutsho ozakuba yikho iminyaka emihlanu kusukusela nabuhla.
5 years today you may be a missionary. 5 years today you may be a renowned Christian. Or 5 years today you may be in hell because you made the wrong decision.
Iminyaka emihlanu kusukusela namuhla ungaba isithunywa sevangeli. Iminyaka emihlanu kusukusela namuhla ungaba ngumKristu olodumo. Kumbe iminyaka emihlanu kusukusela namuhla ungaba esihogweni ngoba uyenze isinqumo esingayisiso.
5 years today you may be cleaning spittoons in a bar room. 5 years today you may be a prostitute on the street. Or you may be a man or a woman that's a credit to any society because of your choice for Christ.
Iminyaka emihlanu kusukusela namuhla ungaba ugezisa izitsha zokukhafulele bhawa. Iminyaka emihlanu kusukusela namuhla ungaba isifebe esitalatini. Kumbe ungaba indoda kumbe umfazi oludumo kuloba yiwuphi umphakathi ngenxa yokhetho lwakho ngoKristu.
5 years today you may be in glory, gone in the rapture. Because you made your choice today, but you've got to choose. And don't look at what you see. Choose what you see by faith. That's the only thing that will count is what you choose by faith.
Iminyaka emihlanu kusukusela lamuhla ungabe ususe enkazimulweni usuhambile ekuhlithweni ngoba wenze ukukhetha kwakho lamuhla. Kodwa kumele ukhethe njalo ungakhangeli lokho okubonayo. Khetha ukubona ngokukholwa, iyo into kuphela ezakubalwa yilokho okukhetha ngokukholwa.
Lot, as he had to make a choice, Abraham gave Lot his choice. And God gives you your choice. Choose you this day who you shall serve.
ULot njengoba wayemele eyenza ukukhetha, uAbraham wapha uLot ukhetho lwakhe. Futhi loNkulunkulu uyakupha ukukhetha kwakho. Khetha lamuhla lo ozamkhonza.
In the Garden of Eden there was a tree of knowledge and a tree of life. Man was given the privilege to choose either one he desired. And so is it today. You're giving your privilege as free moral agents to choose whatever you want to choose.
Ensimini yase-Eden kwakulesihlahla solwazi lesihlahla sokuphila. Umuntu waphiwa ilungelo lokukhetha loba yisiphi ayesifuna. Futhi lamuhla kunjalo uyaphiwa ithuba lakho njengabantu abalelungelo lokusikhethela ukukhetha lokho ofuna ukukukhetha.
My advice to you is don't look at the modern things around you and the popularity and the glamour that you could be. But choose rather by faith him that gives the promise that someday he will come and will right all wrongs and will give you eternal life and raise you up.
Isixwayiso sami kuwe yilesi. Ungakhangeli izinto zesimanje-manje ezikuzungezileyo lodumo futhi lobukhazikhazi ongaba yibo. Kodwa khetha kukanjalo ngokukholwa. Yena lo owapha isithembiso sokuthi ngelinye ilanga uzabuya yena alungise ububi bonke. Njalo akunike impilo engapheliyo futhi akuvuse.
No matter if you take the despised way with the Lord's view, make that choice. If there's troubles in the hand, if there's troubles in the land, if there's troubles in the church, if there's troubles in the home, no matter where it is, make your choice by faith. I'll serve God.
Gungelani loba uthatha indlela eyeswayo, nganye labanye benkosi abalutshwane, yenza lolokhetho. Nga kulezinhlupho esandleni, nga kulezinhlupho elizweni, nga kulezinhlupho ebandleni, nga kulezinhlupho ngekhaya. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi kungapi, yenza ukukhetha kwakho ngokukholwa. Ngiza kumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
I'll humble my heart in his presence. I'll take the way with God's children. I see them despised and rejected and drove out and made fun of, but I'll still take my post of duty.
Amen.
I'll stay right by them. And when they cry, I'll cry with them.
Amen.
And when they're sorrow, I shall sorrow with them. The way they live, I'll live.
Ngiza kuthoba inhliziyo yami ebukhoneni bakhe. Ngiza kuthatha indlela kanye labantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngiyababona bedelelwa njalo belahlwa, futhi beqothwa njalo beseyiswa. Kodwa loba kunjalo, ngiza kuthatha indawo yami yomlando. Ngiza kuhlala khonapho, futhi nxa bekhala, ngiza khala labo. Nxa kulusizi, ngiza kuba lusizi kanye labo. Indlela abaphila ngayo, ngiza kuyiphila.
Like Naomi said, or Ruth said to Naomi, your ways be my ways be your ways. Where you live, I'll live. Where you go, I'll go. The God that you serve will be my God.
Njengo Naomi wathi, kumbe uRute wathi kuNaomi, indlela zakho zibe zindlela zam, indlela zam zibe zindlela zakho. Lapho hlala khona ngiyakuhlala, lapho oya khona ngiyakuhamba. UNkulunkulu omkhonzayo uzakuba nguNkulunkulu wami.
Take that choice, though it pulls the very skin off of your conscience of thinking that you're somebody. Skin yourself down and take your way with the Lord's despised few.
Amen.
And stay loyal on the field of service and at the post of duty.
Tata loloketo, loba kuhlobula soda isikhumba kuso isazela sakho. Ngokucabanga ukuthi ululutho, zihlobule futhi uthathe indlela yakho labeyiswayo benkosi abalutshwane. njalo uhlala uthembekile enkundleni yomsebenzi lasendaweni yomlando.
Lot looked around, he said, I got a choice. And he looked towards Sodom. He saw the good grassy fields were better than what Abraham saw and where Abraham was. He saw the opportunities to graze his cattle, to have fatter and better cattle.
Uloti watalaza, wathi yena ngilokukhetha, wasekhangela ngaseSodoma, wabona amasimu alotshani obuhle ayengcono kulalokhu Abraham ayekubona. Futhi lalapho Abraham owayekhona, wabona amathuba okudlisa inkomo zakhe ukuba lenkomo ezingcono lezinonileyo.
I hope I'm not hurting anyone's feeling, but that's been the stand of too many preachers to compromise with the gospel, thinking that they get more money out of it. A meal ticket.
Ngithemba ngangikhubaza muntu, kodwa leso kube yisimo sabachumayela abanenge sokuyekethisa ngevangeli bekhumbula ukuthi bangathola imali enenge ngakho. Itikiti lokudla.
I'd rather live in the barren land, eat drink from a branch and eat soda crackers, than a compromise upon the conviction of my faith in the word of the living God. I'll take my way.
Kodwa kungaba ngcono ngiphile elizweni elingelalutho, ngidle nginathe amanzi esifula, ngidle amasoda cracker, kulokuyekethisa phezu kokuqiniseka kokholo lwami elizwini likaNkulunkulu ophilayo. Ngiyakuthatha eyami indlela.
Some of them said, Billy, what's the matter with your meetings, as there's too many Pentecostals? A great denominational minister said that. I said, will your denomination sponsor my meeting?
Abanye babo bathi, Billy, kuyini okwenzakalayo ngomhlangano wakho? Njengoba kula maPentecost amanenge kiyo, umfundisi omkhulu wenhlanganiso yesonto wakutsho lokho. Ngathi inhlanganiso yesonto yakho ingasekela yini umhlangano wami?
Not long ago in the Look magazine, I believe, there was an article. And the writer said, there's talked about the Pentecostal people. He said the Pentecostal church is the fastest growing church in the world today. Why? It's because men and women has raised up their eyes and look far off.
Kungasikude kuphepha bhuku iLuke magazine. Ngiyakholwa kwakukhona okulotshiweyo ngento ethile. Njalo umlobi wathi, wakhuluma ngabantu bamaPentecost. Wathi ibandla lamaPentecost libandla elikhula ngokuphangisa emhlabeni lamuhla. Ngani? Kungoba amadoda labafazi baphakamisa amehlo abo futhi bakhangela kude.
And the writer also complimented the Pentecostal people. Oh, of course, he said there were some of them that went radical and so forth.
Njalo umlobi waphinda wababaza abantu bamaPentecost. Oh, kusobala wathi, kulabanye babo abadlulisa amalawulo futhi lokunye okunjalo.
But the Methodists worship a creed. They worship God by a creed. The Baptist does the same in the Presbyterians, but the Pentecostal worships by his Bible.
Kodwa amaMethodist bakhuleka isivuma kholo, bakhonza uNkulunkulu ngesivuma kholo. AmaBaptist benza into inye, futhi lamaPresbyteri, kodwa amaPentecost bakhonza ngeBhayibheli lakhe.
By faith we see the promise. I'll take my lot with them, no matter how much they're despised, I'm still one of them. Though they be made fun of and have their ups and downs, as Israel did, I'll never want to stand with the false prophet on the hillside of Balaam and try to curse what God has blessed.
Ngokukholwa siyabona isithembiso. Ngiyakuthatha uhlangothi lwami labo, kungelani ukuba beyiswa kanjani. Ngilokho ngingomunye wabo, loba besenziwe inhlekisa, futhi belezikhathi ezinhle njalo lezimbi, njengo Israyeli wabalazo. Kanye ngeke ngafuna ukuma lo mprofeti wamanga nganeno we waba uBhalamu, ngizame ukuqalekisa lokhu uNkulunkulu akuphusisileyo.
Because in that camp is a smitten rock and a bloody sacrifice and a pillar of fire. No matter what they're in, it's leading them on to victory, and they've got to come to it because they are the promised people that's walking by faith.
Ngokuba kuleyo nkamba kuledwala elichayiweyo lomhlatshelo owopha igazi lensika yomlilo kungelani ukuthi phakathi kwani kubakhokhela ekunqobeni futhi kumele bafike kukho ngoba ngabantu abathenjisiweyo abahamba ngokukholwa.
Though they be not a denomination, they were wanderers around, and so is the people of God. But I want to take my way with them. Join up with them in their ranks, not in their denomination, but in their fellowship around the articles of God's eternal Spirit, which by faith I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God help me to always have that attitude.
Loba bengayisibu inhlanganiso yesonto. Babe ngozulane ndawo yonke futhi kunjalo ngabantu bakaNkulunkulu kodwa ngifuna ukuthatha indlela yami kanye labo ngizihlanganise kanye labo ezigabeni zabo kungeyisikho enhlanganisweni yesonto yabo kodwa ebudlelwaneni babo bezinto zomoya kaNkulunkulu olaphakade ngokunjalo ngokukholwa ngiyamkele ubhaphathizo lukaMoya Ngcwele. UNkulunkulu angisize ukuba lomqondo njalo izikhathi zonke.
Notice, as they moved on, we find that Lot saw the opportunities for a fatted cattle. Many see the opportunities of a fatted pocketbook. Many see the opportunities of a better social standing.
Nanzelela, lapho besiya phambili, sifumana ukuthi uLoti wabona amathuba enkomo ezinonisiweyo. Abanenge babona amathuba ezikhwama ezikhukhumeleyo. Abanenge babona amathuba angcono ukuhlalisana nabantu.
He saw the possibilities of a few extra dollars. He saw the possibilities of being the mayor of the city. Being a stranger and a pretty smart man as he was, maybe I will become the chief man of the city.
Wabona amathuba emali endlutshwane eyengeziweyo. Wabona amathuba okuba ngumeya wedolopho engowemzini futhi engumuntu ohlakaniphileyo njengokuba wayenjalo. Mhlawumbe ngiza kuba ngumuntu omkhulu wedolopho.
He saw the possibilities because they were laying before him. But he did not see the fire that was to destroy the land. He did not reconcile himself that the land was full of sin and God had to destroy it.
Wabona ithuba ngoba ehlezi phambi kwakhe. Kodwa kazange abone umlilo owa uza kubhubhisa ilizwe. Kazange avume ukwamkela ukuthi ilizwe laligcwele isono. Lo Nkulunkulu wayemele alibhubhise.
And today people try to reconcile themselves and say, are you a Christian? They say, I'm an American. That has no more to do with it than try to say to a crow that he was a frog. It has nothing to do with it.
Njalo lamuhla abantu bazama ukuzibuyisa ngokuthi ngithi ungumKristu bathi ngingumelika. Lokho akulani lalutho. Njengokuzama ukuthi iwabayi lilixoxo akulani lakho lokho.
She's going to be destroyed because God is just. And if America gets by with her sins, the just and sovereign, holy God will be duty-bound to resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them for burning them up because of their sin. He lets us get by with it.
Uza kubhujiswa ngoba uNkulunkulu ulungile. Njalo iMelika ingaphunyuka lezono zayo. UNkulunkulu olungileyo ulo bukhosi lobungcwele. Ubotshelwe ukuvusa iSodoma leGomora futhi axolise kubo ukubatshisa ngenxa yesono sabo nxa yena engasiyekela siphunyuka lakho.
If he lets you get to heaven on your injustice works, he'll have to raise up Ananias and Sapphira and give them another opportunity. He certainly will. But he's just. Ananias saw his money. Peter saw Christ.
Nga engakuyekela usiya ezulwini ngemsebenzi yakho engalunganga. Kuzamele yena avuse Ananias lo Safira futhi abanike elinye ithuba. Ngeqiniso uzakwenza yena. Kodwa yena ulungile. Ananias wabona imali yakhe, uPetro wabona uKristu.
Oh my! Lot didn't see the destruction of his children in that place. Many of you, they holding around these old formal creeds and things. You don't see the juvenile delinquency and the destruction of your children. You don't see your daughter in a prostitute house. You don't see your son a drunkard or at a card table somewhere.
Oh, minabo, uLoti kazanga bonu kuphujiswa kwabantwana bakhe kuleyo ndawo. Abaningi benu lamuhla libambelele kuzivumo nkolo zenu ezipholileyo ezindala futhi lezinto aliboni ubuhlongandlebe babatsha njalo lokubhutshiswa kwabantwana benu kawuboni indodakazi yakho endlini yobufebe kawuboni indodana yakho iyisidakwa kumbe isetafuleni lokuthova amakhasi kwenye indawo
because she's well watered and sin is not touched. He didn't see his wife, the head of all the societies, turned to a pillar of salt when he was looking.
Ngokuba ethelezelwe kuhle, njalo isono asithintwa, kazange ebone umkakhe, inhloko yezinhlangano zonke, ephenduka esiba insika yetswayi lapho ekhangela.
He didn't see him escaping only by the edge of his teeth to a little city somewhere for his life. He didn't see that because he only looked at what he saw in front of him.
Kazange ambone ephunyuka kuphela manayinayi esiya kwelinye idolobho kwelinye indawo ngenxa yempilo yakhe kazange akubone lokho ngoba wakhangela kuphela kulokho ayekubona phambi kwakhe.
But Abraham, he didn't notice the well-watered land, for he lifted up his eyes and saw the tomorrow, for he had inherited all things.
Kodwa Abraham kazanga nanzelele ilizwe elithelezelwe kuhle ngoba waphakamisa amehlo akhe wabona kusasa ngoba wayeza kuba indlalifa yazo zonke izinto.
The real Christian today lifts up his eyes and sees the promise of Christ. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit all things. They shall inherit the earth.
UmKristu oqotho lamuhla uphakamisa amehlo akhe njalo abona isithembiso sikaKristu. Babu sisiwa bamnene ngoba baza kudla ilifa lakho konke baza kudla ilifa lomhlaba.
The real Christian, my faith, looks up and sees that. Call him what you want to. He lifted up his eyes. And when he did that, God said, Abraham, walk through the land. She's all yours.
Amen.
By faith, Abraham did this. The same faith that Moses had.
UmKristu oqotho ngokukholwa uyakhangela futhi abone lokho. Umbize lokho ofuna ukumbiza khona. Waphakamisa amehlo akhe. Njalo lapho kwenze lokho, uNkulunkulu wathi Abraham, dabula ilizwe ngelakho lonke. Ngokukholwa uAbraham wakwenza lokho. Ukholo lunye lolo uMose ayelalo.
It was wrote by one commentator that said this, and I thought it was most beautiful words. That Abraham, Moses, took the best of the world and put it in one scale, and the worst of religion and put it in the other scale, and the worst of religion outweighed the best of the world.
Walotshwa ngomunye umqasisi owatsho lokho. Ngakhumbula kwakungamazwi amahle kakhulu ukuthi uMose wathatha ubuhlekazi bomhlaba futhi wabufaka esikalini esisodwa futhi lobubikazi benkolo wabufaka kwesinye isikali futhi ububikazi benkolo bedlula kakhulu ubuhlekazi bomhlaba ngesisindo.
So is it today that if we be called anything we want to be called, fanatics or divine healers or holy roller, whatever they want to call, the worst that we are will outweigh the best the world can afford.
Gunjalo lalamuhla ukuthi nxa singabizwa ulutho esingafuna ukubizwa ngalo abedlulisa amalawulo kumbe abasilisi bezomoya kumbe umgiqiko ongcwele kumbe loba kuyini abafuna ukukubiza ububikazi lobo esihibo buzadlulisa ngesisindo ubuhlekazi umhlaba ongabenelisa.
You want to be called old-fashioned, old fogey, fanatic. It'll outweigh the best thing that the devil's got to offer you. It most surely will.
Bafuna ukubizwa ngokuthi abathaya ngoludala ngemuva kwesikhathi abadlulisa amalawulo kuze kudlule kakhulu ngesisindo into enhle kakhulu uSathane alayo ukukupha ngeqiniso kuza kuba njalo.
Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ. He foresaw Christ. Later he spoke some mighty inspiring words about him. See, the Lord your God shall rise up a prophet like unto me.
UMosi waphakamisa ihlazo ngoKristu. Wabona uKristu ngaphambilina. Ngasemva wakhuluma amazwi amakhulu aholiweyo ngaye. Bona inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho iza kuvusela umprofeto njengami. Wayesazi.
He knew he foresaw him and esteemed his reproach greater riches than all the glamour of the world.
Wambona ngaphambili yena futhi waphakamisa uhlazo lakhe laba yinotho enkulu ukwedlula ubukhazikhazi bonke bomhlaba.
Christian friend, today can't you do that? And all the glamour and popularity of the world, by faith we see him who promised. And the worst of the church today in all of its condition, yet it'll outweigh everything the devil can offer you.
Ngane ongumKristu lamuhla, angeke ukwenze lokho na. Futhi bonke ubukhazikhazi lodumo lomhlaba, ngokukholwa siyambona yena owathembisayo. Njalo ububikazi bebandla lamuhla kuzimo zalo zonke kunjalo liyakwedlula ngesisindo yonke into uSathane angakunikeza yona.
If we are tore up, if we are broke to pieces, if we are confused and broke up in denominations and fanaticism, it'll outweigh anything the devil can offer you.
Amen.
Certainly.
Nxa sidabukile, nxa siphahlazekile, izicucu, nxa sididekile, futhi sidazukile, ngokwezinsonto lokudlulisa amalawulo, kuyedlula ngesisindo, into yonke uSathane angakunikeza yona impela.
He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Then he had to do something. He forsook Egypt. Oh, I love that word. He forsook Egypt.
Waphakamisa ihlazo likaKristu, inotho enkulu kwedlula amagugu aseJipite. Ngakho wayemele enze olunye ulutho, wajiya iJipite. Oh, ngiyalithanda lelo lizwi. Wachiya iJipite.
See, he was looking through the same window, but he was looking different from Pharaoh. What a Pharaoh could have seen his end. What a Pharaoh would have seen his nation drowned. Moses saw it.
Bona, wayekhangele ngefastele linye, kodwa wayekhangele okwehlukileyo lo Pharaoh. Alubu Pharaoh wayebone isiphetho sakhe. Alubu Pharaoh wayebone isizwe sakhe. Sigalula uMosi wakubona.
How? By science? By faith, Moses saw it. Everything that he did was by faith. Because God promised Abraham, his father, that he would visit this nation after 400 years and would bring him out. And by faith, Moses believed the word that God said and knowed himself as by faith to be the chosen leader to bring him out. He knew where he was.
Njani, ngesayensi, ngokholo uMose wakubona, yonke into ayenza, yayingokholo, ngoba uNkulunkulu wathembisa u-Abraham, uyise, ukuthi yena uzakuhambela, lesi isizwe ngemuva kweminyaka engamakhulu amane, futhi ababuyise. Njalo ngokukholwa uMose, wakholwa ilizwi, lelo uNkulunkulu alikhulumayo, futhi walazi ngokwakhe, njengokukholwa ukuba, ngumkhokheli okhethiweyo ukubaphumisa, wayesazi lapho ayekhona.
He took his place in the slam pits as a mud dauber and counted the reproach of Christ greater riches than to sit on the throne of Egypt.
Amen.
He never just said, I sympathize with him. He took their place and went with them.
Amen.
Glory to God. He took their place. We went with them.
Watata indawo yakhe emikotini yengcino njengomvoxi wodaka futhi wabala ihlazo lika Kristu inotho enkulu kwedlula ukuhlala esihlalweni saseJupiter. Wathatha gazange acho ngiyazwelana lakho. Wathatha indawo yabo wahamba labo. Udumo ku wathatha indawo yabo sahamba labo.
No one of the inspired writers said, I'll take the way with the Lord's despised you. I'll start in with Jesus. Now I'm going through. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Sure.
Akumangalisi umlobi oholiweyo wathi, ngiza kuthatha indlela yami kanye labantutshwane abeyiswayo benkosi. Ngiqale kanye lo Jesu. Manje ngihamba indlela yonke ngisendleleni yami ngisiya elizweni laseKhenani qiniso.
Moses, it was said by one that Moses had rather, when he could have been the son of Pharaoh and had the glamour of the world, he had rather be a son of Abraham than to be the son of Pharaoh, a son of Abraham the despised. Let it be son of Pharaoh the king.
Umose kwachiwa ngomunye ukuthi umose kwakungcono lapho ayengaba indodana kaPharaoh futhi abe lobukhazikhazi bomhlaba kwakungcono kuba indodana kaAbraham kulokuba indodana kaPharaoh. Indodana kaAbraham owayeyiswayo kulokuba indodana kaPharaoh inkosi.
I'd rather be the son of the Lord Jesus and his fellow servants, and take my place with the rejected people of this world, and to be president of this great United States of America.
Amen.
Or to be an Elvis Presley or a Pat Boone or whoever you want to make it. I'll take my way.
Kungcono ngibe indodana yenkosi Jesu, lenceku kanye yakhe, njalo ngithathe indawo yami kanye labantu abaphikiweyo balumhlaba. Kulokuba ngumongameli wenkulu iUnited States yeMelika, kumbe ukuba nguElvis Presley, kumbe uPat Boone, loba ngubani ofuna ukukwenza, ngiza kuthatha indlela yami.
Young ladies ought to take their way and stand to be in a Mary Pickford or some great movie star, some glamour girl. Take your way with the Lord's despised you.
Amakhosikazi amatsha kumele ethathe indlela yawo. Esikhundleni sokuba ngu-Mary Pickford kumbe eyinye ingcwethi yomdlali webhayisikopo kumbe eyinye inkazana yobukhazikhazi, thatha indlela yakho labalutshwane abeyiswayo abenkosi.
I'd rather be a preacher in the pulpit preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ than to be a Hollywood movie star or the greatest person on the earth. If I had to eat meager, beg, or whatever I had to do, I'll take my way with the Lord's people.
Amen.
By faith I do that.
Kungcono ngibe ngumtshumayele ephulpithini, ngitshumayele inotho engahlolisekiyo kaKristu, kulokuba ingcwethi yomdlali weHollywood, kumbe umuntu omkhulu emhlabeni. Loba ngingadla okulutshwane, ngicele uncedo, lobo kuyini engingakwenza. Ngiza kuthatha indlela yami labantu benkosi ngokukholwa ngiyakwenza lokho.
I've been offered opportunities, but by God's grace, I still see by faith. By faith, I can see it afar. And our Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
Praise God.
Nganikezwa ithuba, kodwa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngilokho ngibona ngokukholwa. Ngokukholwa ngilibona kude. Lo baba wethu silindele endleleni ukusilungiselela indawo yokuhlala khonale.
An income tax man said today, why did you turn your home to that church? What made you give a $25,000 home to that little old rubbish looking tabernacle? I said, it wasn't the church that I did it, it's the people that's there.
Enye indoda yemithelo yeholo yathi, leliana langa, wanigezelani indlu yakho kuleliana ibandla. Kuyini okwakwenza wanikeza indlu yakho ebiza amadola azinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu kuleliana ithebhanekeli elidala elikhangeleka lingamanyala. Ngathi, bewungayisilo ibandla engikwenzele khona. Kungabantu abalapho.
I have not none of this world's goods. Every penny of money I ever touched turned to this church. Why? My faith is on God and not on the things of this world.
Gangila loba impahla yalumhlaba. Yonke ipeni yemali engake ngayithatha inikezwe kuleli ibandla ngani ukukholwa kwami kuNkulunkulu njalo akukho ezintweni zalumhlaba.
My affections are above, and I believe yours are the same. If you're right with God, it's true that you are. We by faith receive. We by faith believe God.
Izifiso zam ngeza phezulu njalo ngiyakholwa ukuthi lonke linjalo nxa ulungile kuNkulunkulu kuliqiniso ukuthi unjalo. Thina ngokukholwa siyemkela. Thina ngokukholwa sikholwa uNkulunkulu.
Moses, he had to make a choice. And then he had to make it a choice. He had to fight the faith then. For he feared not the wrath of the king.
UMose wayemele eyenze ukhetho. Njalo ke wayemele ngemuva kokwenza ukhetho. Wayemele alwe ukholo. Ngakhona ngoba kazange esabe ulaka lwenkosi.
Now humanly he had a right to fear the wrath. He had a right to fear the wrath of the king, but he didn't. He did not do it because he had a job to do. And he was in the line of duty. And he didn't care what the king said about it. He took his way just the same.
Manje ngokomuntu, wayelilungelo lokwesaba ulaka. Wayelilungelo lokwesaba ulaka lwenkosi, kodwa kazange. Kazange akwenze, ngoba wayelomsebenzi wokwenza. Futhi wayephakathi komlando. Njalo azange ebe lendaba ukuthi inkosi yayisithini ngakho wathatha indlela yakhe loba kunjalo.
Now Pharaoh, of course, when he sees he's defeated, he wanted to give Moses and the children. He said, all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. You ought to stay in the land and go out and sacrifice to your God. That's the way the devil works.
Manje uPharaoh ngokusobala, lapho ebona ukuthi wehlulwe, wafuna ukupha uMose labantwana, wathi kulungile, ngizalitshela lokhu engiza kwenza. Lonke hlalani elizweni futhi liphume liyokupha umhlatshelo kuNkulunkulu wenu. Iyo indlela uSathane asebenza ngayo.
Oh, you can be religious. Why don't you go over and join some church? You don't have to do all these things. A man says to his wife, the wife says, husband, I got saved. No more manicure or lipstick and stuff. No more this. No more parties. No more of these society things. I'm out of it. I'll put my time to reading the word. Taking care of home.
Oh, ungaba ngowenkolo. Kungani ungahambile uyohlanganela elinye ibandla. Awudingi ukuthi wenze zonke lezi izinto. Indoda ithi kumkayo. Oh, mfazi uthi, mkami, ngisindisiwe. Akusela kupenda inzipho. Kumbe isipenda mlomo lezinto. Akusela futhi kwalokho. Akusela okwamaphathi. Akusela futhi okwezinto zemphakathi. Sengiphumile kukho. Ngiza kubeka isikhathi sami ekufundeni ilizwi lokugcina umuzi.
Now look, dear, you can be a religious, all right. Now look, you go over here, you got the wrong church. No, you ain't sure in the right one.
Manje khangela sithandwa. Wena ungaba ngowenkolo, kulungile. Manje khangela wena uhamba lapha uthole ibandla elingayisilo. Hatha akusikho uphakathi.
If you got a preacher to preach that to you, or stay with him. Search back through the scriptures and find if that's right.
Nga ulumchumayeli, onga chumayela loko guwe, kumele uhlale lakho. Hlolisisa impalo, futhi fumane ukuba loko guyikho.
Always say, go over here. They don't have to do that over here. They don't do this over here. That's why he just goes so far. But he don't want you to get out of the land. That's the way the devil does. He don't want you to get out of the things of the world. Just bring the world in with the church.
Oh, wathi hamba lapha. Kabenzi, kabadingi ukuthi benze lokho ngapha. Bona, kabenzi lokho ngapha. Iyo indlela. hamba kuphela uphelele khonapho kodwa akafuni ukuba uphume elizweni iyo indlela uSathane enza ngayo akafuni ukuba uphume ezintweni zomhlaba letha nje umhlaba kanye lebandla.
The other day coming down the road I turned on my radio and there was a song and I kept listening and I had to take the song through before I could tell whether it was absolutely a religious song or the devil is trying to bring down the things of God to the level of the world. You can't do that. God be merciful.
Ngelinye ilanga ngisiza ngisehla ngendlela ngavula umsakazo wami futhi kwakule kulengoma njalo ngaqhubeka ngilalela futhi ngayithatha phose yonke ingoma ngingakaboni ukuba kwakuyingoma yokukhonza egcweleyo kumbe uSathane uzama ukwehlisa izinto zikaNkulunkulu esilinganisweni somhlaba. Awungeke ukwenze lokho uNkulunkulu abe lesihawu.
I don't care how many albums Elvis Presley writes of all the good religious songs, he's still possessed of the devil. He sent more children to hell and all the moves I know of in all the world this day.
Kangilandaba ukuba Elvis Presley ubhala ama-album amanenge kangakanani kuzo zonke ingoma ezinhle zokukhonza ulokhe ethunjwe nguSathane uthumela abantwana abanenge esikhogweni futhi lazo zonke izinyakazo engizaziyo kuyo wonke umhlaba kulolu suku.
Pat Boone and the rest of them, he belonged to Church of Christ and Elvis Presley, Pentecostals or Judas Iscariot in the form of those men.
Pat Boone futhi lenengi labo wayengowesonto likaKristu lo Elvis Presley umPentecost bangabo Judas Iscariot ngesimo salowo madoda.
The devil's trying to bring the high things of God so that they can mix them down here. The people won't look up above this. They just look here and say, well, it's all the same. It isn't the same. Get out of the land.
USathane uzama ukuletha izinto zikaNkulunkulu eziphakemeyo ukuze baziqube phansi lapha. Abantu kabakhangeli phezulu kwalokho. Bakhangela kuphela lapha bathi, yebo konke kuyafanana. Akufanani, phuma elizweni.
Said you can just go a few days. And you go stay in the land. Sure, he knew they'd be back. Then he found out that wouldn't work, so he thought something different. He said, I'll tell you what you do. You go on out anywhere you want to go. But you leave all your wives, all your children, and all your cattle back here. You leave them here and you go out because he knew they had possession back there that would lure them back.
What did he say to the people of the world? He said, ngakho wafumana ukuthi lokho akusebenzi. Ngakho wakhumbula okunye okwahlukileyo. Wathi ngizalitshela ukuthi liza kwenzani. Khambani konke lapho elifuna ukuya khona. Kodwa lijiye bonke, omkenu bonke, abantwana benu, lenkomo zenu zonke emuva lapha. Likuthiye lapha, lina liphume lihambe. Ngoba wayesazi babe lempahla emuva lapha. Kwakuzabayenga baphenduke.
And that's what the devil says to you. Just as long as you leave some of the things of the world hanging on him, you still want to smoke, you want to drink, you want to dress like the world. That's as good as the devil wants.
Njalo hiku Satan akuchoye kuwe. Uchiya nje kuphela ezinye zezinto zomhlaba zinamathele kuwe. Ulokhu ufuna ukubhema, ufuna ukunatha, ufuna ukugqoka njengomhlaba. Lokho kufana lalokho uSathane akufunayo.
I hear so much about backsliding. I don't believe there's as much backsliding as people think they are. They just leave too many possessions in Egypt to lure them back.
Amen.
That's all. Backslidings are not what they say it is. You do have too much of the world back there that lures you.
Ngizwa kunenge ngokuhlehlela emuva. Ngangikholwa ukuba kulokuhlehlela emuva njengalokho abantu abakukhumbula ukuba hikho. Bachiya impahla ezinenge eGipite ukuba yenge ukuba babuyele emuva hikho kuphela. Ukuhlehlela emuva akusikho lokho abathi yikho. Uthiye okunenge komhlaba emuva le okukuyengayo.
Brother, I'll tell you, when Israel got ready at midnight, they had everything they had in this world packed up and ready to go. God sent us revival like that.
Mfowethu, ngiyakutshela lapho Israyeli elungela phakathi kobusuku babelakho konke ababelakho kulomhlaba. Bepakishile futhi belungele ukuhamba. Nkulunkulu sithumele imvuselelo enjalo.
We pack up everything and get ready to go. The midnight cry is coming. Go ye out to meet it. You better have everything packed up.
Sipakishile konke futhi silungele ukuhamba. Umkhosi waphakathi kobusuku uyeza phumani liyemhlangabeza yena.
You better not have nothing in this world luring you back, any strings to hold you down. Pack up, let's get ready, we're going.
Kungcono ube lakho konke kupakishiwe. Kungcono ungabi lalutho lumhlaba kuyukuyengela emuva. Loba yiziphi intambo zokubophela phansi. Pakisha asilungeleni siyahamba.
And you know what? I tell you, they were so true to God till Pharaoh got so excited at midnight, he said, get out! Get out and get going, take everything you got and go!
Futhi liyazini. Ngiyakutshela, babeqinisekile kuNkulunkulu. UPharaoh waze wakhathazeka phakathi kobusuku. Wathi phumani, phumani, futhi lihambe. Thathani konke lilakho, futhi lihambe.
I'm so glad that a man can live so close to God till the devil don't know what to do with him. That's right. Get out, get going. Obey God by faith, he saw the promise.
Ngiyathokoza ukuthi umuntu angaphila duze leNkulunkulu. USathane aza swela ukuthi ingenzani ngayi. Kunjalo, phuma, hambani, lalelani uNkulunkulu. Ngokukholwa, wabona isithembiso.
Madaber and old Madaber, he taken his way with the Lord's despised you. Pharaoh said, take all you got and get out of here. I don't know what to do with you. You're so true to God. By faith, faith will work miracles if you'll stay true to God. By faith we see him.
Abavoxa udaka kumbe abangavoxa udaka. Wathatha indlela yakhe labantutshwane abeyisiweyo benkosi. UPharaoh wathi thathani konke lilakho futhi liphume lapha. Angikwazi ukuthi ngenzeni ngani. Wayeseqinisekile kuNkulunkulu ngokukholwa. Ukholo luyasebenza izimangaliso nxa ungahlali uqinisekile kuNkulunkulu ngokukholwa. Siyabona yena.
Our time is up. Past time. But by faith this morning, lift up your eyes. Don't see what's around you, this modern world, but look and see him who give the promise.
Isikhathethu sesenele, sesidlulile. Kodwa ngokukholwa lamuhle ekuseni, phakamisa amehlo akho. Ungaboni okukuzungezileyo, lumhlaba wesimanje manje, kodwa khangela ubone yena owapha isithembiso.
The Bible said we don't see all things perfectly now, but we do see Jesus. You look at him this morning, and your ways will be changed. While we bow our heads just a moment for a word of prayer, may the Lord add his blessings to the message.
Ipayipi lathi, kasiboni zonke izinto ngokuphelele okwamanje, kodwa sibone uJesu. Umkhangele yena, lamuhle ekuseni, njalo indlela zakho ziya kuguquka. Sisakhothamisa amakhanda ethu, okwesikhatshana nje, okwezwi lomthandazo, inkosi mayengeze izibuziso. Zayo kuwa umbiko.
Think in your heart now. Have you been looking on the things of the world? By faith do you see Jesus? Are you looking at your popularity, your church? What your social standing is with the world?
Kumbule enhlizweni yakho manje. Ubukhangela izinto zomhlaba. Ngokukholwa uyambona uJesu na. Ukhangela udumo lwakho, ibandla lakho, ukuba isimo sakho labantu simi njani emhlabeni.
Or do you see Jesus who, in pity, placed himself at the right hand of the majesty on high, who suffered as a martyr, the just for the unjust? Can't you raise up your eyes and see that tree of life, Elder? Then leave this tree of science and knowledge and serve him.
Gumbe ubona uJesu, owathi ngosizi, wazibeke esandleni sokudla sobukhosi, kophezulu, owahlupheka, njengokubulalelwa ukholo olulungileyo. Wabanga lunganga, awungeke uphakamise amehlo akho na, futhi ubone isihlahla sokuphila, phecheya. Ngakho ke chiya lesi isihlahla sesayensi lolwazi, futhi umkhonze yena.
Would you like to be remembered in prayer before I pray? Raise your hands for any request that you might have need. God bless you. He sees all your hands.
Ungathanda ukukhunjula emthandazweni, ngingakathandazi. Phakamisa isandla sakho, kuloba yisiphi. Isicelo ongabe usidinga uNkulunkulu alibusise. Uyabona isandla senu lonke.
If you're a sinner, raise up your eyes and look now. If you've been indifferent, if you've had little squabbles and little things, what difference does it make? You're going to die one of these days.
Nga uyisoni phakamisa amehlo akho futhi ukhangele manje. Nga ubungela ndaba, nga ubuloku qabana okuncinyane futhi lezinto ezincinyane kulomehluko bani uzakufa ngezinye zalezi zinsuku.
What day? Maybe today. You don't know, an hour from now you may be in hell or you may be in heaven. But you got to choose now. If there's anything in your life that isn't right, you choose now. By faith.
Yiliphi ilanga mhlawumbe lamuhla awukwazi ihola kusukela manje ungabe usesihokweni kumbe ungabe usezulwini kodwa kumele ukhethe kathesi nxa kukhona loba ikuyini empilweni yakho lokho okungalunganga wena khetha kathesi ngokukholwa.
You say, well, if I can just get even with her, if I can get even with him, no matter what they've done, choose life. Choose life.
Uthi kahle nga ngingaqedelana laye kuphela nga ngingaqedelana laye kuphela kungelani ukuba benzeni khethe ukuphila khethe ukuphila.
For Jesus said, if from your heart you don't forgive every person their transgression, neither does your heavenly Father forgive you. So just get that close. If there's one ought in your heart against any person, sinner or saint, you're in danger of hellfire.
Ngoba uJesu wathi, nxa kusukela enhlizweni yakho, ungathatheleli umuntu wonke isiphambeko sakhe, loyihle laye osezulwini, ngayi kukuthethelela, ngakho sondela eduze kangako. Uba kulensolo eyodwa enhlizweni yakho, mayelana loba ngubani, isoni loba ongcwele, usengozini yomlilo wesihogo.
Now lift up your eyes. What do you see, your enemy, or do you see your Savior? What are you looking at this morning?
Manje phakamisa ilihlo lakho. Ubonani isitha sakho kumbe ubone umsindisi wakho. Ukhangeleni lamuhle kuseni.
If you're sick and your doctor says that you can't get well, lift up your eyes to the cross where he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. With his stripes we were healed.
Nga ukhula futhi lo dokotela wakho uthi awungeke usile. Phakamisa ilihlo lakho kuso isiphambano lapho walinyazelwa izimpambeko zethu ngemivivinya zakhe sasiliswa.
Don't look at what the doctor says. He's working in science. Faith works in the realm of spirit and God. Let us think of these things now while you've raised your hands. God's seen them. Let us pray.
Ungakhangeli lokhu dokotela wakho akutshoyo. Usebenza ngesayensi. Ukholo lusebenza esigabeni somoya loNkulunkulu. Kasicabangeni ngalezi zinto manje lapho siphakamisa izandla zethu. UNkulunkulu uzibonile asikhulekene.
O eternal God, in the quietness of this worship now, after the message has gone forth, do not let those seeds of thy word, Lord, fall upon a stony ground. Do not let the message, Lord, fall in briars, thorns, that the cares of this life, like Lot, might choke it out to the end, become a castaway.
O Nkulunkulu phakade, ekuthuleni kwalokhu kudumisa kathesi. Ngemuva kokuphuma kombiko, ungavumeli lezo mbewu zelizwi lakho. Nkosi ziwele emhlabathini olamatshe. Ungavumeli umbiko, Nkosi, uwele ekhuleni, emeveni, ukuthi iminako yalokhu kuphila, njengolothi, kungawuhitsha, ekuphetheni kube ngokulahliweyo.
But oh, blessed God! Let it fall on good fertile grounds, on penitent hearts, and on mine also, Lord, that we all might look through God's glass of looking and see the rejected church of the Lord Jesus, the rejected people, the rejected way, and may we walk in this glorious way.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu obusekileyo. Makuwele kolungileyo ovundileyo umhlabathi ezinhlizweni ezidabukileyo njalo laphezu kweyami futhi Inkosi ukuze sonke sikhangele ngegilazi kaNkulunkulu yokukhangela futhi sibone ibandla lenkosi uJesu elilahliweyo abantu abalahliweyo indlela elahliweyo njalo masihambe ngale indlela ekhazimulayo.
As Moses, he didn't know where he was going. The people didn't know where they were going. They didn't know which way to go. They just started.
Njongo Mose wayengazi lapha siya khona. Abantu babengazi lapha babesiya khona. Babengayazi indlela yokuhamba ngayo. Basuka nje.
And oh Lord God, as this beautiful hymn is being played, by faith we can see that land afar. Let it be just now that men and women in here won't think of what the world's going to say or how they're going. May they just rise in their spirit and go.
Njalo onkosi inkulunkulu, njengoba leliculo elihle likhaliswa, ngokukholwa siyalibona lelo lizwe elikude. Akube kathesi nje ukuba amadoda labafazi phakathi la bangakhumbuli ukuthi umhlaba uzakuthini kumbe ukuthi bahamba njani, mabaphakame njengomoya wabo futhi bahambe.
Moses followed the light and it led him to the land of promise, not knowing where he was going, but he just walked in the light to that land that was fairer than day.
Mose walandela ukukhanya njalo kwamkhokhela elizweni lesithembiso engakwazi lapha esiya khona, kodwa wahamba nje ekukhanyeni kulelo lizwe elalilihle kulosuku.
Grant Lord today that many here will walk in the light of the scripture and in the fellowship of the Holy Ghost and with the church. The church, the firstborn, the newborn babes that's received Christ and been filled with the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit.
Nika Nkosi, lamuhla ukuba abaningi lapha bazahamba ekukhanyeni kwempalo, futhi lasebudlelwaneni bukamoya oyingcwele, futhi lebandla, ibandla izibulo, izingane zisanda kuzalwa lezo ezamukela uKristu. Futhi zacoliswa ngomoya oyincwele, zikhokhelwa ngomoya.
May we walk in this fellowship together around the articles of God, serving Him in baptism, in obedience to His death, burial, and resurrection. May we serve Him in His command, tarry ye at Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high.
Masihambe kulobu budlelwano sonke ezintweni zikaNkulunkulu simkhonze. Yena ngopapatizo ekulalaleni kukho ukufa kwakhe ukungcwatshwa futhi lokuvuka kwabafileyo. Masimkhonze yena ngomlayo wakhe. Lindani eJerusalem lize lembathiswe ngamandla avela phezulu.
May we serve him in divine healing, praying for the sick. May we serve him in communion, breaking of bread with singleness of heart, fellowship around the word of God.
Masimkhonze yena ngokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu, sikhulekela abagulayo. Masimkhonze yena ngesidlo, ukuhlephula isinkwa, ngobunye benhliziyo, ubudlelwano elizwini likaNkulunkulu.
May we serve him in all of his divine articles until the land comes in sight. Grant it, Lord.
Amen.
Hear our prayer as we commit it all to thee now. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Masimkhonze yena ngezimiso zakhe ezingcwele. Ilizwe lize libonakale. Kuphe Nkosi izwa umthandazo wethu. Lapho sinikela konke kuwe. Kathesi ngebizo lenkosi uJesu.
Now with our heads bowed, quietly, slowly, let's just sing this song. Now this is worship. The message is over. No one leave, just be quiet. Let's worship.
Manja makandethe kothamsiwe. Ngokuthula kancane asihlabeleni nje lingoma. Manje lokho ikukhuleka. Umbiko sudlule. Ungabi lohambayo. Nitule nje asimkhonzeni.
The message is a correcting. Think over now what you've done. What you should have done. What made you what you are today.
Umbiko yikuqondisa. Khumbula manje lokho akwenzileyo. Lokho obumele ukwenze. Lokho okukwenza waba yilokho oyikho lamuhla.
What makes you condemned today is because you did something yesterday. What will it be tomorrow? Make it right today and you'll be free tomorrow.
Kuyini okukwenze uthonisiseke lamuhla? Yikuba uyenze enye into izolo. Kuza kuba yini kusasa? Kulungise lamuhla. Njalo uza kukhululeka kusasa. Bona.
You must make a choice. How can you do it? By faith. I now let loose of everything. I now let loose. And someday I'm going over there.
Kumele uyenze ukhetho. Ngakwenza njani? Ngokukholwa. Kathesi sengiyekela yonke into. Kathesi sengiyekela futhi ngelinye ilanga ngiyakuhamba khonale.
Kwelinga.
Bye.
We shall be
elihle.
Just worship the Lord in your spirit now.
Konza inkosi ngomoya wakho kathes.
In the sweet.
Kwelinga.
Bye.
Ipheshe. Sizohlangana lalelo.
That despised church. Hard going, but we'll meet someday.
Bandla eleyiswayo. Hamba nzima kodwa siza kuhlangana ngolunye usuku.
To our bound.
Ophanaya ophezulu.
We siza kunikela. For the glory
of
God and the blessing that has with the Lord's dispatch you by faith I choose.
Kanye labalutshwane abayiswayo benkosi ngokukholwa ngiyakhetha.
Welimnandi. Welimnandi.
Bye.
Ipheshe.
We shall be all
kunji oluhle. Pesheya. Welimnandi. Welimnandi. Pesheya. Sizohlangana kulolu kunji oluhle.
There is
a man elihle,
that is just worshiping. This is the worship.
Umkhonze nje, lokho yikukhonza.
I can see by faith I make my choice.
Ngokukholwa ngiyenza ukukhetha kwami.
Ubaba,
ngiyalinda. I see all the Lord over there, Brother George, Brother Seward, all the saints.
Ngiyabona bonke abenkosi bakhonale, umfowethu George, umfowethu Seward, bonke abangcwele.
Thina indawo yokuhlala khonale. Yes, Lord.
Yebo Nkosi.
Sweet. Dad, Howard, Edward, all your sainted friends who tucked away back under a long time ago.
Uyise wakhe uHoward, uEdward bonke abangane abadala, abangcwele, abathatha indlela emuva le. Isikhathi eside sedluleyo.
Welimnandi.
Yes, Lord.
Yebo Nkosi.
Pesheya.
Sizohlangana kulolu khunji oluhle. Sizohlabela kulolu khunji oluhle.
Oh
Nkulunkulu.
Amaculo
amahle abusisiweyo. Dumo kuNkulunkulu.
Abayikusa.
Was is a 40?
Not a
Kusela ukubulela sibusiso saleyo ndawo yokuphumula welimnandi phesheya phambili. Siza kuhlangana lolo khunji olusha.
In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.